Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. Today is the 15th day of April in the year of our Lord 2014. Today is the first night of the blood moon. On this very year of the double blood moon, and also next year, it is also very fitting, it is also deeply spiritual that we are at our office, at our headquarters here, in this very sceptered land, in this holy land called Biafra. I am in my homeland, and this place is blessed by Chukwu Abiama, and unto whom, and only the person that we can give honor and glory to. I am delighted to be here. I must welcome each and every one of you, regardless of where you are, those of you in the far eastern part of the world. If any of you were able to sight the blood moon, please let us know. This is Radio Biafra Worldwide Transmission, and we are coming from Enugu, our capital. We are coming to you from our own land. We are coming to you from where we were born. We are coming to you from where we were raised. The finest example of them is here with me. All of you in Malaysia, those of you in China, those of you in Thailand, those of you in Australia, those of you in Japan, all across the far eastern part of the world, we must welcome you and friends of Biafra as well. Wherever you are, you must be logged on to www.radiobiafra.co. You must be joining us via www.peopleofbiafra.org. You must be joining us via www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. If you have a satellite, you should also be listening to us live and direct and uninterrupted. We have done everything that we can do. We have prepared as well as we can prepare. We are here to present this very landmark edition of Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are here in the very office that we acquired as the indigenous people of Biafra, answering to Biafrans in the respective countries and territories all over the world. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. No, I'm the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of no other than Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I must welcome each and every one of you. And as I welcome you, I also ask you to go out and welcome other people. Let them know that your radio station is live. Let them know how to get it. Tell them to go to people of Biafra. Get them to go to indigenous people of Biafra. Ask them to go to Biafra Television. Please ask them to go and reposition their satellite. Ask them to go and download the free app on Android and also on iTunes. This is your radio station that you support. You gave us a mission, and we are here to fulfill it. And the appointment of that very mission was done by no other than Chukwu Abiama himself. He determined that we should come, and we are here today to lend credence once more to that very thing we say all the time, that we are without fear before our enemies, that we are here to restore the kingdom of God on this very earth, that we are here to restore that which has been denied us, that we are here to make sure that the voiceless, to make sure that the hopeless, to make sure that those of them who have been economically and politically disenfranchised, to make sure that those who cannot speak, to make sure that those who are being reported, to make sure that those who are being slaughtered by houses Fulani cattle raiders, to make sure that those who are being killed by the Islamic bombs in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, to make sure that those who are downtrodden, to make sure that those who can't afford drinking water, to ensure that those who cannot see electricity, that we offer them hope, that we are here to restore Biafra. That is our mission, the only thing we are born to do, the only thing that we exist to do, to ensure that this God's kingdom itself is restored on this very earth. No other than the December of next year, 2015, we are not going to retreat. We are not going to surrender. There is no way we can prevaricate. There is no way we can stop being relentless. And as I have said before, as long as we are incorruptible, as long as our hands are clean, as long as we accept that Chukwu Abiama is Lord and God over everything that we can survey, as long as we know that God is at the head of what we are doing, as long as we acknowledge that we must be whiter than white and whiter than snow, as long as we speak the truth always, there is no way that Biafra cannot come. I welcome each and every one of you. Our people are here. Those of them that we talk about all the time in glowing terms, those that set the pace, those that set the trail, those that have sacrificed everything, those that breathe and live Biafra every blessed day. They are here with me. The other two is on the way. They haven't gotten here yet. I flew down from Lagos. I came to the land where my ancestors walked. I came to the land where Chukwu Abiama decreed that his people must reside. I came to the land that is holiest on this very planet Earth. I came to the very place where you consider it a privilege to be born into. That is where I am this very evening. I am in our capital. I happen to be at the very office, the headquarters of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, to testify once again to the hearing of humanity that our quest and our march, heaven knows we cannot stop until we get Biafra. December 2015, we do not get Biafra. Everything goes down with us. Everything. We have not come to live. We have come to get freedom for our people, or we die in the process. There is no way we can afford to bat an eyelid. There is no way we can contemplate dining with those that have killed us. They are in Abuja as your daughters and your sons are being slaughtered. Some of them blown beyond recognition. They are now going to be buried in a mass grave. The mass graves are being dug for them. It is an abomination on this very holy land upon which I stand this evening to proclaim this very gospel, that it is an abomination to bury our people in a mass grave. When a pregnant woman dies, her stomach is cut open and the child is buried separately from the mother. They have turned our way of life upside down. I have said it before and I must continue to proclaim it, that we are the original children of God. There is nothing anybody can teach me about God, because I have it in me. I was circumcised on the 8th day. I have been praying to Chukwu Abiama from childhood. There is no way I can deviate from it. That is why we are here, to say to God, on this very land that you made, on this very land that you put my ancestors in, on this very land that you said is the salt of the earth, on this very land you said that we are the light where there is darkness, you must fulfill your own words. We are holding you to it on this very special night, as the moon turns bloody on this very day. We are holding Chukwu Abiama to account for all our sins, all our wrongdoing. We plead and ask for forgiveness, and we have been forgiven. That is where we are on this land this day, proclaiming this very wonderful gospel. This gospel that will not only liberate, this gospel that will not only invigorate the minds of the people, this gospel will also usher in the greatest civilization that mankind has ever seen. We are a great people. Even Frederick Lugard acknowledged that it is time for us to live up to that very expectation, and we are relying on each and every one of you to be able to do this. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open this evening. Our Skype is working. The coordinator's line is working. The phones are working. And we expect you to get in touch with us. This is your radio station. We are in your headquarters in Enugu. And we are in your country. And that very place is called Biafra. Once again, we welcome you. Whilst we also hope that those on their way here, that they get to this place as quickly as possible. The barrister will be joining me very shortly. Carol Monday is with me already. The number to call if you wish to join our interactive conversation later remains +234 8100 904 599. I repeat, +234 8100 904 599. As I said, the barrister has joined me. Carol Monday is with me, and also Ikechukwu Enyagu is here. Our very first original statement to that very effect. Ikechukwu Enyagu is here with me in the office of the indigenous people of Biafra here in Enugu. He has left everything. There is nothing left for him anymore. His work on this earth is to ensure that his country is free, and he's going to do it. Our sister is here. Our sister Rita Nibwog is here, who has done nothing, who has not looked either way, but only focused on Biafra. I consider it an honor and a privilege to be serving my country with her. She's here in front of me, and also our coordinator here in Enugu and overall in Biafra land, our PRO, is here with me. Chuka Bosa is on the way. Osito Keke is on the way. These people left good lives wherever they are to come here to serve their country. And we must make sure that we honor them. The only way we can do that is to make sure that we support them, that they do not suffer unduly in the pursuit of this very glorious freedom for their country. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. We are Biafrans in every country of the world. And this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra in Enugu. I must go to the barrister without hesitation. I will invite him to please kindly acknowledge the wonderful presence of the indigenous people of Biafra. These people are in every continent of the world. They are in every country. They are in every city, in every town. They are in every village, in every hamlet, in every kindred, in every family, listening to Radio Biafra this very moment. Please, barrister.
Good evening, director. Good evening to all of you out there sitting with director. Good evening, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, those in the east, west, north, and those in the south. This evening, after yesterday, is a moment of somber for all of us. I'm taking this opportunity to tell my fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, to be more cautious because Easter is coming. Those who are looking for our death are battling. If you are taking a bus from wherever you are, you're taking a coach, please be vigilant. Be watchful. Easter is coming. They always try to kill the people of Biafra. Wherever you are, those still remaining in the north, be more vigilant. So, wherever you are not congregated. Make sure wherever you are, not too many of you in one place. Mind yourself and watch your life. House of Fulani Boko Haram are everywhere in our land. Everybody should be watchful. Report to any little thing you see that is suspicious, anybody, anywhere. Do not attempt, do not come close. They like to cloud the map, but they will never be the people of the Biafra. It's impossible. Get rid of all of us. We are too many all over the world, and they cannot get us. Because you must speed that we will bring about the restoration of Biafra. And I hope we need to very, very soon. We have to bring in all those who have director, they know, and all our people, they know. Why? You know, our mission has to be accomplished. Please let me not waste your time for you to get your paper. And of course, don't forget to turn off your listening voice. The director is telling the reporters to stay in Enugu. He promised everything the director said, so he does. And all of you should follow. I hear our radio Biafra. We do as we talk. And if anything to tell you. Good evening to all of the directors.
Thank you very much, barrister. Thank you very much. We are in our studios, and Carol Monday is also with me. But before I go to Carol, I believe that we have Uche Mefo on the line. And Uche, we are at our headquarters in Biafra land. We are broadcasting to the entirety of humanity. We said we shall broadcast from this sceptred land, and we are this evening laying truth to that very statement that we made, that this is Radio Biafra, that we
are. Thank you very much, Director. Thank you, Biafrans, and all of freedom and justice and friends of Biafra. Before I continue, I want to use this opportunity to pay allegiance to my fatherland, Biafra. I want to use this opportunity to call on Biafra, God Almighty. To come and position, because we have done nothing. I want that God that says that He is the author and finisher of my faith to come down and take position. And I'm also asking that God, what have we done as a people that we will massacre, that we will be pillaged, that we will be slaughtered like animals on the streets of the construction called Nigeria? Where are you? And I believe strongly that He is with us, but we have not done what we're supposed to do, which is to move mightily in His power and take over what belongs to us. And that is why we continue to say that we are fearless before our enemies because we have done nothing. The land of Biafra belongs to the Biafran people, and I stand on that to say that anybody that questions my ability, anybody that questions my allegiance, anybody that questions my commitment to the restoration of Biafra must face the music and will perish. There is no going back on that. I believe in Ebelu Gopelu, KCBF, and Kukwa. And on that basis, I call on all Biafrans to worship God in truth and honesty, to devote their time relentlessly and unadulteratedly to the pursuit of Biafra, because this time around, we are going to take over our country. We are going to take over Biafra from monstrous Nigerian agents, and anybody that is working with Nigeria, anybody that joins Nigerian government to sabotage the efforts of the Biafrans, anybody that joins Nigerian government to sell us out, including politicians, including governors, including House of Rep members and senators of Eastern Region extraction, you know themselves. It is no more business as usual. You must stand up or you go on exile. I will stand by and I welcome all Biafrans, all friends of Biafrans, all of us of freedom and justice once more to this program. This is a landmark program. We have done nothing and God is in control. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much for that. That was Uche Mefo. Thank you very much. We also have Carol Monday with us, and very shortly we shall be connecting with her. Carol, please, you will stay where you are. We are going to connect with you very, very shortly. If I can get this thing to work, which I'm sure it has worked. Carol Monday, can you hear me? And if you can, please also acknowledge the wonderful people of Biafra all over the world. This is a landmark program. We want all the big hitters to be able to speak this very evening, because the world is waiting very earnestly for this program. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening, Director, and good evening to Biafrans worldwide, and particularly good evening to Biafrans in Biafraland tonight. I know you're there with Ada Biafra herself, Rita. Mazi Iago, the guardian of Biafra, has travelled home. So I know that you're in safe hands there, and also welcome the National Coordinator for Biafra and the evacuation zones, who's there with you tonight. And welcome to Mboi. I would agree with the barrister, be very careful. There's a lot of things going on. It is time we listened. We did air. I was on that broadcast over about 6 months ago, and we did say watch when they start bombing Abu. Yesterday that happened. And this is why we've been here, and this is why we've been shouting and talking, and this is why we will continue until we are heard, until we pull together, until this restoration is complete. It is time for everybody to listen. And as Barrister said, be very careful. It would be very easy to park a taxi in a nation market. It would be very easy just to walk with a bomb strapped to them. Be on alert and be very careful and try to get home, because the safest place for you to be is at home in Biafra land. Even tonight, I gather that they have kidnapped over 100 schoolgirls in one of the north.
Hi, this is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, you've heard the voice of Barrister Mamizu, Uche Mefo, Carol Monday. Now you will continue to hear their voices because they are here with me. Please go ahead.
It's evening from here, Biafrans and our friends all over the world. I know you're listening in. I know you're tuned in. I know you will be here with us because you know from Biafra comes the truth. From Biafra shall emanate the light that will set the pace of the world. The decision has been made. You either decide to stand for it or fall for it. But we know the truth, and the absolute truth is that Biafra has come to stay. My name is Ikechukwu Enyiago, and I'm from Umgen. To the President of the United States of America, I see a man who places his political and worldly position above the truth that brought him thus far. I wondered, they say the red law. In Britain, I saw a country caving in under the yoke of curses from nations. and they are still wondering what are they to do. You can start from Biafra. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for that. These are the people that you asked to come home. They said to us, how can you do Biafra abroad? But we are now here, Enugu, our capital. Please go ahead, my dear sister.
Hello, Biafrans all over the world. I welcome you to this special edition of the broadcast, especially as you are hearing us direct from Biafra land. We are in Enugu, and we are saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to Biafrans and friends of Biafrans all over the world. My name is Rita Anubogo. I am from Kpologu, and Kpologu is in Uzuwane. Uzuwane is in Nsukka, and Nsukka is in Enugu, Biafra land. As we gather this evening, I want to tell Biafrans all over the world that the foundations of this earth was built on agreement. When God the Father beckoned on Chukwu Abiama and God the Spirit and said, come, let us make man of our image and of our likeness. Tonight, as Biafrans have agreed that before December 2015, that we'll sing hallelujah in our land, sir, on our land, sir, I want to assure you that standing on that agreement, that we'll achieve it. Thank you, and God bless you. And like I used to tell you, it is forward ever, backward never. I bless this sacred land for bringing back our director, Nnamdi Okwukanu, and for bringing back Ikechukwu Enyeagu, bringing back Osta Okeke, bringing back Chuka Bosa, bringing all of them from every part of this world, as they have come to fight to defend their country. God, Chukwu Abiama, will defend whatever they have left.
Yes,
Chukwu Abiama will guide. Chukwu Abiama will uplift. Chukwu Abiama will bless. And to those of you in Germany, those of you in America, those of you in London, what I say today, as you have risen to contribute to this great desire, this great dream, God will begin to fight for you. Chukwu Abiama will begin to defend you. Whatsoever you have dropped, whatsoever you have dropped to fight for Biafra, God will fight for you. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, my dear sister. Thank you very, very much. Please go ahead.
Good evening, my beautiful people of Biafra worldwide, and the friends of Biafra, I say welcome. And I want to. Okay. All right. I said thank you very much for supporting us, and for my brothers and sisters, worldwide, wherever you may be, contributing financially and ideas and otherwise. May our great God in heaven, Chukwu Abiama, continue to bless you all. My name is Okechukwu Nweze. I'm from Owo in the Kano East local government of Enugu State, Biafra land. And by his grace, I have decided, like how we used to sing those days in their churches, I have decided to serve our people and our land. God bless you all.
And God bless you too. You are doing a very fantastic job here. You are doing a very marvelous work. There were some intermittency in our transmission earlier, but we believe we have rectified that. The barrister will come to me, not on the number he called before because that wasn't very clear, but on the normal studio line. And that very number is +234 8100904599, the reason being that the number that the barrister called earlier is not particularly very clear. But we also know that our Skype lines are working, and we also know that the line for our coordinators is also working on Skype, Rapid Response 68. This is Radio Biafra. Before I go on to bring our news headlines today and accompanying news summary, I must make it abundantly clear that Radio Biafra is broadcasting live and direct from our headquarters here in Enugu. We said we will come here to preach, and we have come to do so. This is our land. This is where we come from. This is where we were born. This is the very piece of land that Islam could not conquer. That is why this land is holy. I am actually on it. I have been passing through territories on this earth where Islam left their mark, but on this very hallowed ground, on this very sceptered land, on this very place we call Biafra, their foot never set on this very land, because Chukwu Abiama, not very far from here, decided that they cannot come in. That is why, you see, we are the chosen people. That is why we are the children of the light. We have come to bring light where there is darkness. We have come to restore shattered hopes. We are here to lend voice to the voiceless. We are here to project our aspirations to the ends of the earth, because we are Radio Biafra. Nobody does news broadcasting the way we do. Don't fold your hands and stay on your own and say they are broadcasting from home on this very night of the blood moon. No, you must tell those around you. You must tell them. If you cannot get into www.radiobiafra.co, please ask them to go to peopleofbiafra.org. Ask them to go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Ask them to go to biafratelevision.co. Over there, they should be able to receive us. We are coming to you live and direct once again from Enugu, our capital here in Biafra land. And we must proceed to bring our news headlines, please. And if there is any interruption, all you need to do is to refresh. If you're listening to us on satellite, you don't need to do anything. It comes on automatically, because we are broadcasting for the very first time from our headquarters. By tomorrow, of course, it will be perfect as we normally do here on Radio Biafra. We are bringing you headlines today on this very day, the 15th day of April in the year of our Lord 2014. That clueless President Jonathan have said once again, we'll soon get over Boko Haram terrorist attacks. I don't know how he plans to do that. That is what he is saying. We are also reporting that the British High Commissioner, those that enslaved this very place, those that created the contraption called the Zoological Republic, those that are the gods of Nigerians, he has gone to hospital to donate blood for the victims of the bomb blast in Abuja. The High Commissioner, I hope that whilst he's there, he is reflecting on the monster that they created. We are also reporting today that Boko Haram abducts 103 girls from high school in Chibok in Borno State. Boko Haram abducts little school girls from their places of study. They're going to set up harem for them. They will disease them, and they will turn them out. Those that are lucky will come out. Those who are unfortunate will be killed. That is what happens in the zoo. Everybody is being affected. I'm sure everybody is remembering the general, Dim Chukwemeka Odumegwujuku. He told them that what goes around comes around. Only if your daughter is dead today, if your son has been blown to pieces by Boko Haram, if your daughter is amongst those missing, or your daughters as the case may be, then you must reflect very deeply. Shouldn't you have taken Biafra when it was offered to you to stay on your own? You said no. This is the curse you brought upon yourself. We are also reporting that the national unrest, that the prayers cannot solve Nigeria's problems. According to Shoyinka is saying that prayers has nothing to do with the problems in the zoo. This man loves speaking, and we shall bring you what he's saying in great detail. The lawyer has spoken again that nobody can Islamize Nigeria, says the Sultan. We are going to bring this news to all of you in greater detail today. We reported it fleetingly yesterday because of the atrocious explosion in Abuja that slaughtered Biafrans. Biafrans were killed. Any other ethnicity, any other nationality that were among the casualties is just as a result of coincidence. Those who were being targeted were purely Biafrans. Boko Haram terrorists attack another village in Bauchi. They attack a village in Bauchi. That is what they do. Every present day, there are fresh problems. As we revisit what we broadcast yesterday, the PDP is blaming Buhari and the APC for the attacks. As the United States government rage over Abuja blast and is calling for investigation, Obama is calling for an investigation. What Obama should be concerned with is to investigate how the zoo came to exist in the first place. That is something worthy of investigation, not what has happened in it. How did the zoo come to exist? Once he comes or arrives at that very position, then he will understand that the only way for you to bring peace to that very place is to allow everybody to go their own separate ways. We must now go on to bring you the news in greater detail. President Goodluck Jonathan vowed yesterday to do everything possible to end the insurgency that has shaken Nigeria to its roots. He spoke after being conducted round the blast site in Nyanya on the outskirts of Abuja, where scores died in the early morning suicide bombing. Dr. Jonathan, with whom was Senate President David Mark, People's Democratic Party Chairman Adamu Muazu, and National Security Advisor Sambo Dasuki, condoled with the families of those who died. He directed that the best medical services be given to the injured. He also ordered tight security around the city. Jonathan visited some of the victims at the Asokoro General Hospital, Abuja. He was conducted around the emergency wards by the Chief Medical Director, Dr. Abubakar Adamu. At the scene of the attacks, the President said, "You can see that I'm here with the Senate President David Mark and Chairman of PDP, ministers and service chiefs, and all the other very senior government functionaries. Let us collectively express our condolences to the families of those who suffered directly on the incident. I'm also commending security services for their prompt action. Though we lost quite a number of people, we condole with our countrymen and women. We will continue to work very hard." This is according to the very useless and imbecilic President of the Zoological Republic, and his name is Goodluck Jonathan. That is all he can do, to condole with them and asking for tight security to be thrown around Abuja. I don't know what they had before, if it wasn't security. He's going to hospital beds and visiting people. I don't know how that is going to solve the problem. Rob Fitzpatrick is the head of press and public affairs at the British High Commission in Abuja. He told the Nigerian Tribune, a Yoruba newspaper, exclusively that the envoy, by the gesture, wanted to show solidarity to the people affected by the explosion. This is the British High Commissioner donating blood. He said it was also targeted to encourage others to follow the footsteps of the envoy. Shortly after the donation, the picture of the envoy donating the blood went viral on the internet and was used to show up for more blood for the victims. If you want to get more blood, go and show a white person his or her blood being taken. Others will follow suit. If you want anything done, that is how you're going to do it. You go and call the British High Commissioner. Those that brought us into this mess, they are now donating blood. Very soon they will donate their lives as well. This is the monster they created. This is the nonsense. This is the contraption. In this very city that I am, they came here to try and lobby our ex-head of state, the late general himself, Dimo Demogojuku, here in Enugu, and we said no to them. And the consequence of that was the death of 3.5 million people. Today, they are donating blood to save exactly the same people that they were complicit in their murder 45 years ago. A message attached to the picture said, "Today's Abuja bomb blast, we are still reporting on this issue of the British High Commissioner donating blood for the victims of the Abuja bomb blast." In a message attached to the picture of the High Commissioner with blood being taken from him for the poor, starving, injured, blown to pieces African people, that he himself was complicit. The government of Britain created this monster that is called Nigeria, from where Boko Haram sprang up. They don't have any Islamic enclave in England. There is no Islamic conclave in Wales. Of course, now they are springing all up places like Bradford. You can see what you gave to us. Our killing is not going to stop until you undo through your acquiescence. We're not asking you to take any direct action. You must sit back whilst we devour the zoo, because Biafra must emerge or nothing will survive here at all. We've told you that before. A message attached to the picture said, "Today's Abuja bomb blast left many deaths in the wake. Out of a lot more people are injured and are currently in danger of dying due to the shortage of blood at the Asokoro General Hospital, as the hospital's resources are reportedly overstretched with a few people brought in." Why won't it be overstretched? A Hausa person is in charge of the hospital. There is no vision, no foreplanning. Boko Haram abducted 103 girls from a high school in Chibok in Borno State. Secondary school girls in northern Nigeria. Very, very sad. It has been reported that the suspected members of the Islamic militant group Boko Haram have abducted 103 students in a daring raid at the girls' secondary school in Chibok, a town on the border between Borno and Adamawa States. The group's assault on the all-female high school took place on Monday night. A security source disclosed that the members of the extremist Islamic group killed a soldier guarding the school and inflicted injuries on several other villagers before abducting the students. I don't know if you need to donate blood to bring them back. The British High Commissioner was donating blood to save those who are still breathing as a result of the killing by Hausa Fulani people. Now, a bunch of innocent schoolgirls, of course, their fathers, who knows if their hands are clean, they have been abducted. I don't know what you can give. Maybe you can go and bring a virgin from England and give them to let them release these 103 girls. The reason why they were abducted is because they were born, unfortunate enough to be born in a place called Nigeria. That's all. This man has spoken again. Professor Wole Soyinka has described Nigeria as a nation in war that needs competent leaders and not just prayers to survive. Soyinka, he's a Yoruba man, so he will always call for leadership of a Yoruba person. Of course, they'll never get it because Hausa will come in. That's what they do. Perennial all the time. Change of leadership, and nothing comes out of it. The zoo needs to be divided. Soyinka, who was a keynote speaker at a colloquium, they always colloquial them. Everywhere is a colloquial. It's a colloquium. People meeting and talking, rehashing the same garbage that they started talking about since 1953 when NC constitution was being considered. The same nonsense, the same bunkum, the same colloquial, collision, whatever nonsense they talk about. You go, you present a paper, you go home, there is no light. You go, you present a paper, you go home, no running water, and they are doing colloquial and colloquium. Mad people. Mad, insane people. Soyinka, who was a keynote speaker at a colloquium with the theme Fundamental Imperatives of Cohabitation. Oyibo. Grammar. Fundamental Imperatives of Cohabitation. I want people to pick up the phone. Call your mother, call your father. Here we are in Biafra land. Tell them that you are about to present to them the Fundamental Imperatives of Cohabitation. And see what they will say to you. That is how they bamboozle people. That is how they twist English language that in fact, present things that don't have any meaning anymore. That is Wole Soyinka for you. They went to a colloquium. How many colloquiums will they go to? The solution is very simple. Let everybody go their separate ways. But because they are lazy, because they cannot survive without oil, that is why they don't want this very blessed land to be free. But we're not begging them, because we're going to be free by weather or weathered, as some people will say in this part of the world. We are in Enugu, by the way, the capital of Biafra land. I am in my capital city, and we are here presenting Radio Biafra. We are telling you what Soyinka is saying. He was at a colloquium called The Fundamental Imperatives of Cohabitation, Faith and Secularism, organized by Center for Black Culture and International Understanding. Some useless, nonsensical names that they come up with. They have done nothing. He attributed the ongoing activities in some parts of the country to lack of competent leaders. It is not due to lack of competent leaders. It is due to putting together a contraption that should not have existed in the first place. The fact that you, Wole Soyinka, is a Yoruba man, the fact that you were conquered by Hausa Fulani people, you want other people to be conquered by Hausa Fulani people as well. No Yoruba man have ever ruled Zoo apart from Obasanjo, that they handpicked Obasanjo. So I don't know what Yoruba stand to gain in the Zoo. What do you stand to gain? Why can't you call a spade a spade? The same way we do here on Radio Biafra. The Sultan of Sokoto says, his name is Said Abubakar, on Sunday, that they don't have any plans to Islamize you or turn Nigeria into an Islamic nation. But the question we have to ask Said Abubakar or Said Abubakar the third is this: is Nigeria a member of OIC, Organization of Islamic Countries, or not? Why was it considered imperative, if I can borrow Soyinka's vocabulary, why was it considered imperative by Ibrahim Badamosi Babangida to enroll Nigeria as a full member of the international Islamic Organization Control, whatever, IOC or whatever nonsense it's called? Why is Nigeria a member of Islamic Countries? Organization of OIC, that's what it's called. Why? And you're telling us you don't want to Islamize us. Why is Boko Haram doing what they're doing? Why is a prominent son of the Fulani ruling family, Buhari, why is Buhari sponsoring Boko Haram? Why is Sanusi sponsoring Boko Haram, the former central bank governor? Yet, you, Said Abubakar, you were the one that mentioned only a few days ago that Islam must be put first before any other thing. And now you're telling us that you're not planning to Islamize us. He said this. He's also the President General of the Jumatu Nasril Islam and the head of the Nigerian Muslim community. He made this known at the Golden Jubilee Lecture of the JNI in Kaduna. Kaduna is their base. The southern Kaduna people are Christians. That is what they do. They sent Boko Haram into Borno to finish off the last Hausa enclave that never fell to them. And then they're in Kaduna. That's where he's speaking. He is the Sultan of Sokoto, but he will leave Sokoto to come to Kaduna, to go to Zaria, because they are all loyal to him. This man is, in essence, the ruler of the Zoo. He was the one that told Jonathan to release 165 murderers, Boko Haram murderers, and they were released. And you know the funniest thing? They were given 3 million naira each. They used to buy SUV and come back and kidnap more girls. Amazing. The police in Bauchi State have confirmed yesterday that gunmen injured one person in an attack in Wasara, Tafawa Balewa local government area. That is the local government area, you know. Tafawa Balewa. Not just Tafawa. No, Balewa. Tafawa Balewa. These people were born on the street. Here I am. There is nobody answering Enugu. Mr. Enugu. There is nobody answering Mr. Ngo. There is nobody answering Mr. Bawa. There is nobody answering Mr. Onicha. There is nobody answering Mr. Owere. There is nobody answering Mr. Omuaya. There is nobody answering Mr. Aba. No. These are people born on the street. Tafawa Abubakar Tafawa Balewa, the first premier and the first paramount ruler of the Zoo. He is from this very place. He was born on the street. These are the people that they want to compare with the children of God. Amazing, isn't it? People born on the street. Here, if you don't have your kinsmen, you must have your mother's people. Here, where I am, on this very holy land, where I stand and preach this very gospel. Police spokesman Mohammed Haruna said that 5-man gang attacked a house in the village searching for 2 persons. He said on sighting the attackers, the victim ran into a nearby house where the gunmen chased and shot him in the leg before setting the house ablaze. This is what is happening. Obama must be listening. Everybody listen to Radio Biafra. They don't come out openly to say it, but we know they listen. The figures we get from the analysis we do, we know they come to download Radio Biafra. Most of them are listening live, and they follow what we are presenting every blessed day. Please, the solution is not in colloquializing, in attending colloquiums and lecture by International Black Awareness to colloquialize on the problem on how to cohabit. Nonsense grammar. Our problem is English language. That's what Zemena found out to his cost when he asked somebody to go and read Exodus chapter 20. After reading, they asked them, read it again. What does it tell you? Oh, but if you go to... No, read it again. What does it tell you? Until it became very clear that you should have no other God than Chukwuebiamah. We must continue. We are in God's own territory. We must make that abundantly clear. Chukwuebiamah is from this very place. He made this very land. This is the land he said that Islam cannot come to. That is where we are preaching from today. That Islam cannot come here. Chukwuebiamah said so. And he did something about it many years ago. It is now our duty to stop them. The United States on Monday condemned a bomb attack on a packed bus station in Nigeria which killed 71 people. They are lying. They killed upwards of 1,000 people. They said it's 71. That is the BBC for you. That is CNN. Do you want to know why they revised the figure downwards? Because they need the zoo to remain as one so that they can pack their oil tankers and collect oil without paying for it. These are the people sponsoring all the nonsense happening here. Those of them who are in America, some of them are in Europe, they park their tanker, they take oil without meter. Why do you want the zoo to divide so that Biafra will emerge and they have to pay for their oil? They don't want to pay for the oil. America does not pay for half of the oil it takes from the zoo. People don't know that. Britain does not pay for nearly 90% of the oil it takes from the zoo. Switzerland does not pay anything at all. Germany does not pay anything at all because they use the money to pay Julius Berger. They use crude oil to pay Julius Berger in hard currency. Julius Berger does not accept any money. You cannot pay Julius Berger in Naira. You pay Julius Berger, they pack their oil tanker and they fill it up. Anytime they are tired, they said you have not paid off for that one bridge they built somewhere around Guzo. For each road they build in the north, Julius Berger will come and pack their tank for many months taking oil because there is no meter. No, nobody's checking them. That is why they want Nigeria to... Oh, we don't want to tamper with the territorial integrity of Nigeria. Why? If you see where you're getting free oil, will you want to pay for it? Those of you driving cars, those of you with cars, if you have a petrol station where you can go in and fill your car for nothing, wouldn't you want to go there all the time? If that garage is saying, oh, we want to close down and renovate and be better, you tell them, no, stay open, because anytime you can just drive in there and take oil. People don't know that is what is happening. The reason why some European countries will tell you, oh, like Britain, oh, no, stay together, it'll be one, love each other, I give you my blood and my hand, is because they take oil without paying for it. There is no meter at any terminal in the zoo. The only time you stop is if your tanker is full. That's all. People don't know that, do they? But this is Radio Biafra. That is why some of them campaign. They tell you don't support Radio Biafra. Can't you see why they don't want you? They said we can't broadcast from home, but we are here. Oh, you can't go. You are on the internet. You are in London. You can't. They are mad lunatics. Imbeciles. Who told you where I come from? I can't come to you to broadcast. Are you mad? This is my land. And I'm here. What else are you going to come up with? Some of them are now saying, oh, he's inciting people. He is building a cult. What do you think Hausa Fulani is? Is it a normal? Are they normal people? If they are normal people, why would they invest money in killing other people? Are they not a cult? You need fire to fight fire sometimes. If anything we have to do, we must do it to checkmate them. And we are the children of God. We don't belong to societies. We are not in cults. We are the children of Chukwuebiamah. The only cult we belong to is the cult of truth and honesty. That's the only cult we belong to. And that is why anything we touch turns into gold. We are here today broadcasting, not because of any special powers we possess, but because Chukwuebiamah is our God. Obama is speaking. We are outraged by the senseless act of violence against innocent civilians. They should have said senseless act of violence against Biafran people. According to a State Department spokeswoman, Jen Psaki, They told reporters they also condemned a series of attacks on three villages in Bronu over the weekend. Tomorrow they will condemn the abduction of 103 girls. Next day they will condemn the killing of Biafrans. Next day they will condemn again. Until when? Up until when will you keep condemning? I don't understand why America broke away from Britain and became an independent country. Biafra wants to free itself from the clutches of Satan created by Britain. Why won't America support freedom? That is something I don't understand. This is a country founded on the principles of freedom. Why won't America support people that want to be free? I love George Bush. I love the Bush family. At least that very man, for his sake, he created that very charter, the UN charter, setting us free to say we are free to go and worship Chukwuebiamah in this very land. That Obama is seeking to reverse everything about freedom. Everything concerning freedom, he wants to reverse it. Why can't we, Biafrans, be free? Did America not become free from Britain? Why can't we be free? I keep asking them. I am not a Muslim. Muslim area is for Muslim people. Why can't Saudi Arabia be the 52nd state of the USA? Why can't you adopt Afghanistan as part of USA if you love Islam that much? Why is it that something that you reject, you want us to be a part of it? Can't you see what they're doing to us? On this very land, they came here and they killed us between 67 and 70. What else do you want us to do? You want us to be exterminated. Of course, we know that the British wanted the entire Biafran race to be wiped out. They wanted the Igbo race to be exterminated. That was the plan of the British. Chukwuebiamah said no. And we are here to complete what those brave people started. Today is also our Tweet Tuesday. We are reporting that our people are tweeting. And you must continue to do so. And this is Radio Biafra. Those are our news headlines and accompanying news summary. We are here at our headquarters on this very day, the 15th day of April, on the night of the blood moon. I expect people to go and look outside a bit and tell me the color of the moon here. I am asking the scientists, where in the world will this blood moon be most visible? Where it is, we would like people there to take some pictures of it and then send to us. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct from our state capital. We are here. When I mean state, I mean the Biafran state. People who don't understand English, please. I don't mean an ordinary state. A state is also a capital as well. So this place is Enugu. This place is the capital of the Biafran state. And the barrister himself is with me. Barrister, can you hear me? If you can, please try and make sense where none exists, please.
Yes, no, thank you, Director. Thank you for breaking the news down for our own understanding. I'm sure I'm coming out clear, because before he has a lot of...
Loud and clear, loud and very, very clear. Very crisp, please, Barrister, go ahead. Yeah. Very, very crisp.
Even the one Carol Monday was speaking on wasn't also clear.
That is so, correct. That is correct.
Probably... you will find alternative number for her to speak on.
Of course.
The British High Commissioner, only him, came to donate blood. That's not enough. How many were killed? Only one man came to donate blood. For me, here in the House of Commons, this is what the party arched down, who used to be an MP here. He calls it dog breakfast. Too little, too late. Only one man giving blood for thousands of people that were killed. Only one man. It's not enough. Too little, too late. He's just trying to showcase that they are concerned. Well, hopefully they will be concerned, because I'm sure all the tweets will be spreading everywhere. It's making inroads, especially that of Obama, that we told him, you cannot preach freedom and you're doing opposite. If you talk, you do the work. You cannot talk about going to nations, telling them everybody should be freed. And that is what America stands on. And Obama is looking away. I was discussing this with somebody today, Director. Funny enough, I said, if Bush, George Bush, was still in power, he would have been freed. He's a man who does not take notes and who does not tolerate any evil. George Bush we will always remember him. Obama is a black president, and so what? What has he done for us? He's been there. We are dying. Because our tweets have come to him, they should investigate. Investigate and want so what? Is he only today Boko Haram threatening Biafran? Investigate. He wants to tell Biafran, I am getting your tweets. Investigate. After investigation, what? We don't need no investigation. We want to go home. All the tweets we've been giving to Obama says Biafran wants to be liberated. We are not asking you to liberate us. We will do it by ourselves. All we are saying, do not support Britain or Russia bringing their armored cars to support the House of Fulani Boko Haram. You leave us with them. We will show them we are Biafrans and we know how to deal with and handle our own businesses. So it's unfortunate. Obama, if you mean what you say, then do more than investigation. Do not turn aside. Boko Haram will be a thing of the past. That one is a joke, ain't it?
A thing of the past. You know, if you pray, if you do power pack prayer, you know, barrister, there is a, you know, prayer, they have degrees of prayer. There is a small one you start with. There's one called power packed prayer with prayer points and bullet points. Maybe that's what he prayed, and he said it will go away because Pastor Adeboye, that placed his hand on it, said, I saw a prophecy. The prophecy is that Boko Haram will one day stop. So keep going on, President. But by the way, I need another jet. And you give him money for jet, and that's it. Please go ahead, barrister, go ahead.
Now, do you know what that reminds me of? A man who goes to the inside the beehives, you know, all the bees are stinging him. He caught about 400 of them, put them in a box, and said, no, I need to release them. Release all those bees, they start stinging him again. He says to the bees, oh, you got to stop this. Let's renegotiate. He went to release Boko Haram and asking them, I don't know. I said, this guy is a PhD holder. Anyway, we have seen it all, Director. We know. He's not fit to be where he is.
Sorry, barrister.
All they are doing is stealing money, sharing money, and managing money. That's all he's doing. He's there in the office.
Barrister, hold on, please. There's something you said I want to understand. Do you say that you have bees stinging you, and you're saying to the bees, stop stinging me. And the bees are there trying to kill you, and you're telling the bees, stop stinging me. But you know it is programmed in their DNA to sting. But you're there saying, I command you, this bee, don't come near me, don't sting me. But you're still standing at that same place. Jonathan. Dear Lord.
Asking the bees to renegotiate with him. Once he released them, they were all locked up. He released them, gave them money. They used to buy SUV and now shooting everywhere. And he's asking them very soon, oh, that man is crazy. Director, let's not spend too much time on Guru Jonathan. He's a disgrace. And what he did is showing up. He has managed himself and knows why would Boko Haram go to where coaches are for Biafra? He has done it before. It's not that it has not happened before. Director, this is the second time Boko Haram has gone to Biafra area where the coaches take them to and from and decimate them. This is the second time they did it. And he's telling us Boko Haram will be it. He sounds too comical by saying that. 103 girls. You know that this Boko Haram has suffered because they are cowards. What are you doing with girls? What are you doing with them? These are children, helpless, innocent kids. Boko Haram keeps taking them. Can it happen in any Western world? No. But it's happening in the zoo. And those who are making our oil pretend they don't know. The zoo is free for all. Where any Tom, Dick, and Harry, any rat can go in there, take what they want. What can you do? The Biafrans have been subdued. Yes, of course, Harold Wilson says it. He wants the extermination of all Biafrans so that they come and dwell in our land. Them and the Boko Haram. They told them what they are doing. That's why they are not even concerned about us. But you see, very soon, it will start affecting them. Very soon, they have killed one soldier outside. It's not only one soldier. Very soon, many, many of them. I'm glad they have the influx of Muslims in this country. Muslims is not the people you play with. But they say they should rule us they should govern us and they should live with us. But we are saying no more very soon, because we've vehemently refused that we don't want to have anything to do with Muslims, Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram anymore, including the Yorubas. I don't understand why they cannot. We have no same religion. It's not the same. Culture is not the same. We don't have the same aspiration. We don't think the same way. We don't have the same enthusiasm. Why are these people still with us? We have asked questions. I've asked this question last year. Why can't Yoruba govern their own land? Why can't Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram be on their own?
But I asked you, Barrister. Barrister, I asked you a question. I said to you, you have a car. You have a fleet of cars. You have a petrol station not too far from your place in Edmonton. And that petrol station is about to fall down. But if you go there, you can fill up your tank for free. Nobody is watching you. You will see the wretched attendant inside a crumbling building waving at you. Would you want that petrol station to be pulled down?
Why? You don't want to lose your benefit.
Simple. So, if you can bring an oil tanker and come to Bonny and pack your oil tanker and take as much oil as possible and quietly steam away, why do you want such a place to break up? You say you can have Biafra, where you take oil and you pay for it. Very simple. People don't understand this.
Oh, Director. Director, yes. The problem here is this. Human lives are involved. Why are they over some kind of money they will make and they will not go into the grave with it? Pretend that women, men, girls should be killed so that they will get oil. Do they have conscience? And on top of it, there is Christianity there for us to observe. Do not do this. Do not do that. Do not do this. But when it comes to mind, you close your eyes. Christianity doesn't work on me anymore. The whole righteousness of mankind does not work anymore when it comes to Biafra land and how we're being massacred. God is watching them. And of course, whoever gotten money through any ill way will go with it. The blood of Biafra will cry for them and their families. They ain't going to get away with it, because we have powerful spirits. Prayers will never work. It has never worked. They will assure you, okay? Our people, anything that happens to them, they say, go and pray. Go and pray. For how long? If you go to the zoo, the amount of churches over there is more than the one in America. But what is happening? No progress. Nothing is working in the zoo. People are dying. Yet, you will see every day they are going, they do vigil. They do morning one, afternoon one. People are dying. Boko Haram has not been stopped. We are still praying. It's only meant for fools to believe that prayer will come into everything they do. We have been killed on a daily basis. The prayers have not worked. Go in and pray to your God. It's not working. There must be a solution which will bring in very soon. The Sultan of Sokoto is a very deceptive man. They talk through this way and they look behind and they do something else. Yes, you are not trying to bring Islam, but all of them want to rule. Babangida must come in. Buhari must come in. Atiku must come in. All these guys are Muslims. And of course, you know the rulings. No ordinary person, except you're a Muslim, you cannot rule a Muslim. They see you as somebody who is how do I put it? They see you as somebody that's supposed not to. As far as you are not a Muslim, you cannot rule them. The Sultan of Sokoto. You are telling us what we know before, or is it anything? Yes, we know the politics you play, but they are outdated politics. We are already there, so I will tell you, frankly, I will tell you how it is. Every day we are killed. Every day the Afrans are killed in that land. And they say, innocent civilians, that's how Americans put it. Who are these innocent civilians?
Biafrans.
When the Afrans are all killed, they will turn to one another. That's why we have nothing to do with them. They'll be killing each other. Very soon, we will draw a very big line. The Afrans will move away. The other boys will stay on their own. Kill yourselves if you want to. But we say stop killing our people. In Bauchi, Boko Haram are there. Maiduguri, they are always there. Killing. And Obama is telling us to investigate. The one they carried out
Did we get the result of the investigation? There are some of our dear friends who have been thrown inside the river. Up to today, we haven't got the result of the autopsy. And then the one, Boko Haram, are doing on a daily basis. Who has investigated them? Director, I have to take this opportunity to tell you that there is this Chimamanda who I'm going to the cinema to watch about Nigeria Biafra War. It is called Half of the Yellow Sun. I'm going to watch it today. How the Biafra War and how the British supported weapons to kill us off. I'm going to watch it very soon. Director, so far so good. Let me stop here and listen to others.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much. That was the voice of the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. And our lines are open. I'm also expecting Karomonde to please try and get back to me via this very line. And we have somebody, I believe, on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. You will give us your name and where you're calling from. We are where we were born. The place that Chukwu Abiama said belonged to his children. And that place is called Biafra. Please go ahead.
Hello, this is Chioma Morales. I am currently in Maryland in the USA. I wanted to call to say that I'm so glad that you asked today from Enugu. I think all your enemies and all your haters just said that you can do.
Very stable. Unfortunately, you may have to call us back. This is Radio Biafra, or you may have to call us on the studio line, please. I said on the studio line, please. And that very studio line is +234 8100904599. Somebody sent us a picture. Somebody sent us a picture of the blood moon, and we want to know where they took it from. Is here, it was inboxed to me. We want to know where they took it from, please. If you want to call Radio Biafra, the number to call is +234 8100904599. That is where I expect Carol Monday to be able to call. Please, this is Radio Biafra. Let us go and take this very call. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone.
Hello?
Yes, turn your system down. This is Hello. Radio Biafra. I can hear you. Turn it down.
Yes. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
All
we can
right.
hear
this
you.
This is Prince Will. This is Prince Will. Okay, you could call in from Dakar, Senegal.
Please go ahead. We are listening.
Yes, I'm connecting via.
Go
yes,
ahead.
I'm connecting via internet. Yes, I want to congratulate you people on what you are doing, because you people are creating impact to each and every one of their front sons. As you people are talking now, we are vibrating. We want to assure you people that we are at your back. Though it seems that we are far, but we are not far. We are with you people. I want to assure you people that this year there will be mass return of their front sons in our own land.
You see?
There will be mass return. Do you understand me?
Yes.
Because have to suffer violence and violence take it by force. So we are with you people. We like what you are doing. It's creating impact into each and every one of us. We are with you. We are supporting you. We will be back very home very soon in mass return.
Thank you. Thank you.
I
very
hope
much.
You understand me.
Loud and clear.
Yes.
We understand
on,
you loud and clear. Loud
yes,
and clear.
Keep on the good work.
Thank
we
you
are
very
with
much.
You people.
Thank you. That's our very, not the first caller. Chioma was our first caller today, and we'd like her to call back. We've opened up another Skype line. Please, if she can call us back and finish what she was saying, we'll most welcome it. This is Radio Biafra. The number to call, I want Carol Monday to please call us on +234 8100904599. She has something to say, and she must say it. Rather surprisingly, and quite distressingly, they are saying that Goodluck Jonathan ordered the arrest of the Ohanaeze youth leader here in Enugu. Unbelievable. Is that, yes, if there's anything, any information we can get towards that, please, Sister Rita, you try and let us have it. It's very, very important. Let us go to Carol Monday, stay where you are. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. But I'm sure that Carol Monde can. Carol, what would you like to say? Please go ahead.
Yes, I'm here, Director. I'm listening to the news. Firstly, on the pint of blood, that does not make up for 3.5 million lives and does not give Brafra back freedom. So tell the British High Commissioner to go back home and sort out his government. Regarding the Sultan of Sokoto, this is the bit that's upsetting me. How can he come out and say that he does not to be Sharia law will not go over Nigeria? That is the biggest lie I have ever heard come out of anyone's mouth. Because the Muslims believe it is their ideology that they must rule. That is it, it's their ideology. Buhari stood out in 2001 and said there will be total implementation of Sharia law in Nigeria. So he's already going against Buhari. I don't think that they understand how strong Sharia law is, how it is in the political system. What is happening over the last 2 days is doctrines of Islamic law. The Quran 2.223, Muhammad raped an innocent girl. He confirmed it in his teachings, his followers, to rape. And that is what has happened when they take your schoolgirls. Do you know that rape by Muslims is so prevalent in parts of Sweden that Sweden has forbidden the police from collecting data on rape investigations that would point to Islam? Why? Because rape is part of the Islamic doctrine and is applied to non-Muslim women. So it is part of their religion. What can Sweden do? They won't fight it. In Britain, they have mass demonstrations for Britain to have Sharia law in Britain. In Britain, it is illegal for a Christian to talk to a Muslim about Christianity and to give him literature, and that is enforced by the British court. Nobody seems to understand the power of Sharia law. The Quran 8.12, I will cast terror into the hearts of those who disbelieve us. They will strike off your heads and strike off your fingertips. What happened yesterday in Abuja? They struck off your heads and they struck off your fingertips. Cut them out. Put them out. Put them back in the north and leave them there. Back to you, Director.
It's not very often that Carol gets upset. When she does, then it's a bit worrying. She's quoting us direct verses from the same Quran that they used to justify these senseless killings. That abduction and rape of little girls is something that is allowed. Very, very sad indeed. Extremely sad. What they want to do with their daughters is their business. I don't really give a toss. What matters to me is this very land, Biafra. And they will not come in here. They will not come in here. We are now here at home. Our people are here. Radio Biafra is here. Rocha Sokrocha is in one big, massive trouble, isn't he now? Because we are home. And we have said this to them. If they move against us, God knows what will happen to them. We will take them down, all of them. We'll slaughter them senselessly. Them, their children, their children's children, everybody related to them. They will know how angry we are. We will open one single telephone line and I will call people abroad to come back home. And we'll bury them alive, all of them. Let them not underestimate our anger. Let Rocha Sokrocha and everybody seeking to Islamize us, they should not underestimate how fanatical we are about what we are pursuing. They think Boko Haram is bad. They should wait for us. We are here. They are dead. Give us your name and where you are. We have somebody on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype?
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
From
Dakar in Senegal, your line is not very clear. I cannot for the life of me understand precisely what could be wrong with our Skype line. The phone line is working. Let's go and take a call on it. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Nnamdi Kanu.
Good evening.
My name is Chukwuma Awanko. I'm calling from Lagos.
You're calling from the heart of darkness.
The heart of darkness, yes.
Please go ahead.
The heart of darkness.
Please go ahead.
I want to appreciate everyone, Biafran's son, home and abroad. I tell you, every time you talk to somebody who is a Biafran about Biafran, I'm telling you that we here in the zoo, we are also eager to go home. I wish we go home like yesterday. I want to also correct Miriam that people that want to adopt this program, the number is 200.
Your line is not clear. Somebody called us before and the line was very clear, my dear brother Wankwo. I ask you to try and call us back. We shall continue to try our Skype lines to see their performance. We have somebody on Skype. Can you hear me? The person on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, please.
Yes, my name is Ugemeka. It's Lawrence. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar, Senegal, your line appears to be a bit better on Skype. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening on this very historic day of our broadcast from here in Enugu, our headquarters. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. I want to appreciate your work and all the things you are doing for Japan. And before I proceed, I must take permission from our barrister because I know whenever somebody wants to speak in Igbo language, he's not happy with that. But I want to speak in our mother tongue. Nandi. Hello?
The world is listening, my dear brother. Please go ahead. I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay. Nandi, I'm going to listen to you because radio. I'm going to transmit at home for the chipping on and everything. And the airtel also, until here, the whole country, yeah. So, I'm going to listen to you. See, guys, you're going to have to go to Anguaya. I'm going to have to go to Anguaya. I'm going to have to go to Anguaya. I'm going to have to go to Anguaya. Before you,
Okay, I'm happy to hear that you said you volunteer to fight for your country. Of course, we are going to buy weapons. We are going to do it. The reason why we say all these things is because before, when something like this happened before, they blamed us. They said we are the ones to blame for everything. That is why we are warning the world right now that they are killing us. You're not doing anything. Saying you're condemning the bombing is not good enough. You find a permanent solution to it. The permanent solution to this very problem, I hasten to add, is a complete disintegration of this satanic and abominable contraption put together by a white man. Frederick Lugard is not African. Frederick Lugard is not even from black African part of the world. He does not understand the people, nor their culture, nor their way of life. How do you think we can view the world through the prism of the British way of life? Of drinking tea, of crossing your legs, of having no respect for your elders, of abandoning your parents when they are old. It's not in our culture now. We can't do that. We take care of our parents. Can't you see that we're not the same? They brought all those useless values, but sadly, with some people, the mistakes that some people make right now, very, very sad, isn't it? That they imbibe every garbage coming from these people without asking questions. That is why we are different. That is why we are Radio Biafra. That is why we recognize from the lies that they told us that the only true God we have is Chukwu Abiama. That they were lying to us. They were deceiving us. They made us idol worshippers. And they are all mad. We are here in God's own territory. We said to him, if Biafra doesn't come, then people will question the existence of their own very existence on this earth. But we know that he is God. We know he doesn't change. We know he is the same all the time. That is why we are grateful. I'm even also grateful for the very fact that Osito Keke has arrived. Also, Stu Kabosa as well. That we are nearly complete. We have people from Thailand, people from China. We have people from Malaysia. Our dear sister Rita Nibong is here. And I'm from the United Kingdom. And people said that it is not possible that we cannot do it. Who said so, that we can't do it? We are formidable. You will greet our people. Kebehano, you people must come and greet them. Take the microphone, please. Ketiko, give them the microphone to say hello to Biafrans all over the world. Go ahead.
Hello, my wonderful people of Biafra. I say good evening, good morning, good night to some of you. My name's Okeke Osta. We are greeting you from the heart of Biafra land, the capital city of Biafra land, here in Enugu, the land of milk and honey. And we thank you so much, Director. We thank Chukwu Abiyama for joining Mercy to bring us here from the heart of the zoo to this our capital today. Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Chuka.
Hello, good people of Biafra. My name is Chuka Bosa. We just came back from Lagos, and the zoo country, they used to call here the Coast City, but we call it the land of milk and honey. That is the capital of Biafra land. And we are here to do what we are asked to do in making sure that Biafra is restored in peace and honesty. That's why we are here. Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. You people have traveled very, very long journey today. We didn't sleep last night until about 2 a.m. Then went, tidied up, and then started coming down. I flew down myself. They said that one of the people I was hoping to see here, I want to come to Enugu, the Ohanaeze youth leader, that is in the cell. Is that correct? Is he free? Or is wanted? Is that correct? Jonathan is looking for him. And we are also looking for him. I'm looking for him. And I'm going to see him before Jonathan does. I'll see him before Jonathan does, because he's allegedly he's one of us. I'm meant to believe that he believes in what we believe in. Can't you see? Jonathan is begging Boko Haram and giving them money, dashing them money. But our own people, they're looking for them to lock up. Why? What is the difference? Because we are peaceful. Is that correct? They can come and take you like pussycat and put you in cell. And say, oh, go and bring your mother and your father to come and bail you out. Whereas Boko Haram, they are using truckload of money, looking for them, saying, please stop killing us. Come and take. The only language this country understands is violence. And we will burn it down. We told them, but we are here, aren't we? We are unstoppable. You know, we will continue marching until we get Biafra. Our people are here. And I'm so humbled and delighted to be amongst them. These are the bravest of the brave. No longer from today onwards. Oh, you are in London. You are in here. Oh, why don't we? I am in my capital city, Enugu, broadcasting to the whole world. This is where I come from. Maybe that, I don't know what else they are going to say now. Why can't you go and look yourself in the mirror and say, oh, the best people to join is what Radio Biafra is doing, the indigenous people of Biafra. That is the best thing you can ever do. Because we have one thing that other people don't have. We have truth, we have honesty, and we have Chukwu Abiyama on our side. Any other person pursuing this very struggle, if your hands are not clean, you can't get Biafra, and they know that very, very well. It's not a time for deception. It's not a time for deceit. We are here to speak the truth. And damn the consequences, because we are the children of God. We are the children of God. We have somebody on the line. They have been waiting. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello. Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Please raise your voice. Good evening.
Hello.
Yes, please. Go ahead. I can hear you. Sorry, who?
This is Chukwemeka Ojukwu calling. Yeah, this is Chukwemeka Ojukwu calling from France. I'm from Alon in the New York government area.
Please go ahead. Yes, yes, go ahead.
Yes, Director, I really thank God for your safe journey. I really thank God. I thank you for your man who brought you safely back home to our own land, your fatherland, our fatherland.
Yes.
May Chukwu Abiyama guide and protect you all that is there.
Yes,
and then I just want to comment on some certain things, you know, that is happening in that zoo. You know, concerning the area, I don't know whatever you call it, saying that they are not coming to Islamize the Nigeria, the zoo. You know, this thing started many, many years ago. The people were not even aware of it. Maybe you think it could, you know, when I was in my school, because I schooled in Christ the King College, for the child, UKC. You know, I went with some of my friends to join Nigerian Army. And that topic worker, that child is not far away from my school then, because I was in the boarding house. You know, when we got there, you know what they told us? They said, if we want to enter AMO, that we should change our name and be a Muslim name. And we did. You know, the most funniest thing is that in that Nigerian army, a lot of people are there, but they are using Muslim names. The most funniest thing, that those army you see there, some of them answering Bello, answering this and that, they are our brothers. But they have to change their name so that they will be able to accept them in the army, because the quota they give our own side, you know, the side is very little. But the most people that have the most quota is middle and outer on all of them. You know, so at the end of the day, we have to quit and run away. You know, all these things, people, they have started, the strategy has been placed for many years. And they are telling us they don't want to Islamize better. I want to say Obama. If Obama is racist, Obama, you know that the most, it's a tragedy, you know that the most lucrative business in our entire zoo is church. Churches and the coffin, what they say coffin, Apatiozu. They said it's the most lucrative business we can do in Japan, in that zoo today. Everything is dead. Because people are dying like fowl. They need coffee to carry their loved ones. The most lucrative business they are doing. Is it normal? This is not normal. And people are sitting down there, the British High Commission is stealing his blood. Are they not trying to mock the people that were killed in this bomb attack? And the people that they were killed in the Japan war, Japan-Nigerian war, they are trying to mock us. It's a tough for British High Commission to donate his blood. What is he trying? Yes. And we are concerned. People who know you are concerned, the people are sitting down there. The Queen Elizabeth is sitting down there. They are not doing anything. What they are doing is just keeping silent. And they send one of the agents, their zombie, to go and donate his blood. To let them know, to let the world know that British, they are concerned. This is enough, enough is enough. It is high time that these people get to wake up, stand up, and call a spread. People are dying, innocent people are dying. And they are saying that they are not in blood. And this man will stand up and say they are not in blood. In Nigeria. What are they talking about? These people have suffered a lot for a long time, and they know it. These people's children, they are killing. People's brothers and sisters, they are killing. People's parents, they are killing. People are losing their parents every day. And the worst part of this is that these people, they come as if they are mumu. They are not mumu. They are very intelligent. They come with style. And for us to survive everywhere. And our people will see them there, they will not do anything. They will not do anything. And the worst part of this is our people will still employ them to be their security guards. What is happening to our people? Concerned. People who are killing you. That's the reason why I so much love Abba Kotro. I was born and brought up in Abba. When you say Enyumba, which means guys that is very mean. And yet you will see all these other people. We destroyed them once when they were killing our people in Kaduna County. And when I was telling you, what's the car in that? We hear any some of them will throw up from poster building. And that's because those guys, I don't know if they are still alive in Abba, and they are now waiting. They are waiting and they are seeing their people being killed. And people are still in power and we keep quiet. Okay. I just feel like crying because it's just that myself. When I see all people that were killed, bombs that had them, they're in the time. They were born into ashes. And so I couldn't sleep in the morning today, like, up to today. I couldn't sleep. I was just looking like somebody who have no hope. I was just sitting down, just moping through my window. I couldn't do anything throughout the whole day because I was just imagining, thinking, why is the whole world sitting down, seeing all these things, and they cannot. They cannot listen to these people who are fighting for their freedom. Give them their freedom. Boko Haram is fighting for their freedom. Give them their freedom. What extent do you want them to go before people will rise up?
give them their freedom and give us our own freedom. Because that country will be separated from them. For God's sake. And they are sitting down there who are dying. And they are not coming up.
No, don't cry. We should save that anger to come back home here as we have done, to join us in what we are doing. There is a breaking news. The breaking news is that the relations of those that were killed because of the state of their children, some of the mothers, the Igbo women that are here, you can see they are dressing, the Igbo women, because of the state of their children, they couldn't allow them to see the children who were blown to death. Some of them have no faces anymore. One of them is saying, but I know what he's wearing. I saw him off. He's traveling to Lagos. I know what he was wearing. They said, no, you can't see. And from there, they're doing mass burial. So even the right to mourn your own child properly has been denied you by the zoo. Look at pictures of Igbo women wailing. Middle-aged to old Igbo women in Abuja. When they should be in the village, they're in Abuja. I don't know what we're supposed to do to our people. Has anyone seen the blood moon outside? Is the moon outside?
Yes, sir. It's still coming up.
It's not full yet. Because there is a blood moon in Australia. They saw it in Australia. Do you know that? They saw it in Japan. They saw it in Russia. I have the pictures here. The countries they've seen it. They saw it in Britain. Except in this place. This is amazing. I don't know what that tells us. I'm expecting to see it tonight. We must keep monitoring the moon this very night to see the condition of the moon. Because today is very, very pivotal. Very, very important. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on the phone. Please, your name and where you are.
Yeah. It's Eugene from Enugu, Nigeria. Enugu from Enugu.
Enugu is not in Nigeria. I'm in Enugu myself. Yeah. This place is Biafra land. Are you in Enugu?
Is it in Nam Kano?
It's in Nam Kano. This is Biafra land. It's not Nigeria.
Yeah,
God
yeah,
forbid.
That is what I need. I've been hearing about Biafra since. My brother is telling me about Biafra. Hello?
We are listening. Yes, the world is listening. Go ahead, please. We are listening.
Yeah, I'm very, very happy by hearing this. Because since last year, my brother is telling me about Biafra. And the brother of Uchenna from Ireland, Dublin.
Okay, you're Uchenna's brother. Okay, we are here in Enugu.
Yeah.
We are here
brother.
In Enugu. Oh, you're the junior brother. Okay, that's wonderful. That is wonderful.
Yes, I'm trying to connect you people, but I don't know how to connect. You just sent me the number now today. I just trying to call.
Your voice is on the air, and your brother is listening as well. What you're telling us now, the whole world is hearing it.
Okay. I'm very, very happy. How can I connect you? Did you people have any branch in this Enugu?
This is our capital.
Hello?
This is our capital. We have to be here.
How can I connect you people?
We have
how
your
can
number.
I see you people? Hello?
On air.
On air, you want to
bandwidth.
There are two things you can do. You can go listen.
A bandwidth.
No, we do. Yes, we do. Do you have access to satellite?
Yes.
What you can do is after this program you call back this number and we can send an engineer. What is the number to call? Do you have a pen and paper?
Pardon, I didn't hear you well.
Do you have a pen and paper, a piece of paper?
I have friends that asked me about Biafra.
No, listen.
They connect about it.
Yes, I want to tell you, I want to give you a number to call. If you call this number, your brother should know this number. Somebody will come and fix Radio Biafra for you. So you'll be receiving it.
Okay, my brother wants to talk to you. Let my friend talk to you.
Okay.
Hello, sir.
Yes, good evening.
I think it's a welcome development, and a lot of people have been waiting to hear such things from important race in this country.
Yes, we are here.
Is there any radio station, Landwi, that we can locate so that we can hear everything that goes on? So that maybe the place that we can contribute, we can make our own contribution.
Yes, there are. Do you have a pen and a piece of paper? I will give you a telephone number to call, and somebody will come out and fix Radio Biafra for you where you are, so you receive it.
Okay, then I have to take it down. Then call the number so that I can take it down to phone.
And it's for everybody all over the world.
590.
You're not listening to me. You listen again. I'll start again.
Okay.
090.
090.
94.
94.
Yes.
66. 66. Yes.
58.
58.
Yes.
Okay.
24.
24.
090-946-65824.
Okay.
That is the number for anybody to call. We are now in Biafra land. We will go to your father's house, your mother's house, your village, your uncle's place, and we fit it so they receive Radio Biafra every night in digital, clear, crisp quality.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And God bless you. I don't know if the engineer himself is on the line. Engineer Iranya, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clear.
And you're very, very clear to us as well. Yes, maybe because you're an engineer and I'm not. Please, you will go ahead and reintroduce yourself to the world. We are in our capital at the headquarters of the indigenous people of Biafra here in Enugu. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Director, first of all, let me confirm that you can hear me clear.
Loud and very, very clear. Very crisp. Go ahead.
All right, Director. My name is Iruanya Clifford Chukwemeka. I come from Arondonyemobi in Ubita in Biafra land. And I'm calling you right now from downtown Houston, Texas, United States of America.
Thank you. You're welcome to the program. And by virtue, also, you happen to be our U.S. representative. Please go ahead.
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to thank you for having the time to fly all the way from United Kingdom up to the heart of our Biafra land. And I would like to thank all those brave Biafrans that are there with you. You can see Nyago, I call him Chiendi Umlumbe. I also thank Sister Rita Hanibogo. I say to her, Deje, one and one. I also thank Osito KK Chukaboza and everybody that is there with you. Director, I must apologize for not calling in Sunday when you were wanting me to call. I was actually distributing flyers for our zonal rally in All Saints Anglican Church in Houston. So I was not able to call in that day. I have three things to talk about, Director, if you give me the time. Director, are you there?
Please, we are here and the world is listening. It's very clear. If it is not, I will tell you. It's very, very clear. Please go ahead.
Okay, number one is on the explosion that happened yesterday. About 2 hours ago, I got off the phone with my dad, and he confirmed to me that my younger cousin who lives in Abuja said that he saw 400 bodies, dead bodies, 400 dead bodies. So if
confirmed for, of course, it's up to 1,000. Indian Dioshi criminals, they're lying. 71, BBC, as usual. May 71 members of their family also die. Liars and deceivers, BBC. Please go ahead.
Yes, so 400 bodies my cousin saw. So that's it on that one. Now, talking about, you were giving an example of why the British and the Americans will not leave us. I'd like to add more to that. I can tell you now that I worked in the oil and gas industry for 17 years in Nigeria before I left. There was this situation where the company was reporting 60% of water in the crude oil. And somebody went in there and did a research, did the analysis of the crude oil, and found out that it was less than 20%. After presenting his report, what they did was to promote him and post him to Holland. And that was where he stayed until he retired. So instead of reporting less than 20% of water content, they are reporting 60% because the crude oil is sold based on the water content. That's number one. Number two, there is a member of the Executive Council of Indigenous People of Biafra who is listening to this podcast, who escaped more than 3 assassination attempts because he insisted that what they said they are loading on the ship is exactly what the meter read. In other words, if you say that we are going to leak 2 million barrels of oil, then it should be on paper. It should measure it, calibrate it, and make sure that that's exactly what you have. He was insisting on that, and there were more than 3 assassination attempts in his life because he wanted to make sure that what they are cutting away from us is exactly what is on paper. So you have the water percentage being manipulated. They have the quantity of oil being shipped away being manipulated. So what does that tell you? These people will never willingly allow you to go because that means, like somebody said, you are removing their mouth from sugar, or rather sugar from their mouth. So now the third thing I want to talk about is on, as I promised the other day about Mexico, the coordinator, the national coordinator in Mexico has done something even myself will not be able to do. As I can speak to you now, Director, the Indigenous People of Biafra has the certificate of incorporation issued by the Mexican government. Director, wow. It is as difficult as a camel passing through the eye of a needle for a group to be issued certificate of incorporation
in Mexico. That is wonderful news. Very, very wonderful.
And I tell you, he did this with just a handful of people. In fact, I call him a one-man riot squad. Most people abandoned him. As I'm speaking to you, he asked me to withhold certain information until we have our rally. So there are so many things I wanted to say about Mexico that I will not be able to say now because he pleaded with me not to say it. But he is phenomenal. Vicente Meca is one of the best coordinators we have on this planet Earth. Director, in Mexico is going places.
That is wonderful. That's
under
wonderful.
The guidance of Vicente Meca. And I would also like to use the opportunity, Director, to acknowledge all the coordinators in North America, from Chikenwusu to Reginald Opara to Luke Wanono, to Martin Chilobe, to Uche Naji, to the most fanatical Biafran on this planet Earth, Innocent Maramu Gochuku, to Grace Ebujo, to Reverend Justin Akujeze, and to Ikenna Wanonei, who used his good offices to register indigenous people of Biafra with the United States government. Director, these people are phenomenal. I appreciate them.
And so do we all. Thank you very much. So do we all. They are doing a very good job in the USA. We're very grateful for what happened in Mexico. We take this call and then we go around. People here will speak. We have a caller on the line. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Good evening, Director. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Please go ahead. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Anthony Nnamdi Atuekwu. I'm calling from Helsinki, Finland.
Helsinki, Finland. This is Radio Biafra. We are where we were born, where we come from, the capital of our homeland. This is Enugu in Biafra land. Please go ahead.
Okay, I'm originally from Umumeja, Kuru, Agudinewu, Anambra State, Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you once again because happy to, you know, hear your voice.
We have lost him. For some reason, we have lost him. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed. We have people calling. We must take their calls. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening.
Yes, please. Good evening. Go ahead.
I'm calling from
You're calling from where?
I'm extremely delighted. I'm very, very happy that we are in a movie.
Thank
you. I want
you
to say something about, yes, about the bomb blast in Abuja. I just, somebody put this, a comment, a kind of a response to exactly what happened. And I witnessed. And so he said that he himself saw over 500. And the people who are, all of them mentioned are Igbo people. You see them? Well, that was Alozi. That was John Igwe. That was the other
of
one.
Course they were, of course, they're Igbo. Of course, they're
only one Okada. They say it's Muhammad. That is an Okada person who said that he heard the bomb and that he was under the bridge. And so for them to be reporting that 71 persons or 71 dead bodies were killed, because I watched this France English news something, and they mentioned 71. So it's something really appalling. So I wish that our people, listen, I've even called one of my brother in Abuja and I asked him what he's doing in Abuja. And he told me that if God doesn't work it, it's where God was meant to say. So I said, it's that time he came back, because he's living at Kubwa. It's that time he came back and come and join the forces down here and see what we can do to restore Darfur. That's just exactly what I want to report. And I want to thank you and thank all the people who are home now, here now, who are still working, still dying, very, very enthusiastic to contribute or to contribute own quarter. Whatever I can be able to do, I've said it before, I'm a computer person, I'm a computer expert. So whatever I can do to make my own contribution, I'm 100% ready. So that's why I'm just calling.
And where are you calling from? I'm not sure you told us where you're calling from. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Isialongono.
Yes, Isialongono.
Yes, yes.
Yes, indeed.
Even on Saturday now, I have booked appointment with some of the youth about the Fulani, because 2 days ago, I saw Fulani all over everywhere. So I've got to, have a meeting with the youth to see how to keep them out of this place, because they are very, very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. So, and that will be happening on Saturday.
Thank you very much. Yes. You said somebody confirmed seeing over 500 dead bodies of Igbo people in Abuja. They said Nigerians are killed, 71.
Over 500, yes.
Over 500. And mothers are there crying. I want the BBC to go and look at... thank you.
To the eyewitness, some people that went to the hospital said that they denied them seeing their victims.
So they can't go.
One woman said that her sister, that she went there and they went through all the list. So they had women who are patients, so who are in the emergency ward, that he checked throughout the whole list and she couldn't find the name of her sister. So probably that one is gone.
She's gone now. Thank you very much. In their next life, they'll not live in the north. Hagi Binugwa was say again in their life. We were telling them, didn't we? We asked them to come back and they said no. They cannot. You go and look at the faces. That is how you know those who are killed. All those idiots telling me, some of them are also Yoruba. One of them is from Oyo State. Go and look at the faces of those at the hospital and at the mortuaries crying. That is what tells you where these people come from. They are all Igbo people. What can you do about it? That's the question. Please, we have to go around here for people to speak. If you have anything to say, you must say it. The world is listening. They send people home to come home. Of course, it was instigated because they said we are staying outside and talking. Now we are home. We are in Enugu, in Biafra land, our headquarters. This is the home of the indigenous people of Biafra here. And that's where we are broadcasting from. Please, go ahead.
Thank you very much, my director. My name once again is Ike Chikwenyang, and I'm right here with my fellow Biafrans in the studio in our headquarters right here in Enugu, the capital of Biafra land. We are not afraid. It's been decades I put off the garment of fear. If you think I am wrong, I dare you. Biafra has resurfaced. It is our time to stand free as other peoples in different parts of the world. Is our time to exercise and enjoy the rights that every Brit and joyous. It is our time to stand free as those in America. The world has so grown that even men who are not ashamed of themselves stand boldly to declare their love for their fellow men. Women, the same way, if the world has grown to accept such abomination, why do you think a thing as simple as our retrieving our freedom from wrong people should not be granted us? It's our time. The whole world remains saved or condemned in Biafra. Don't think that a lot of countries, they call whoever they call Chukwu Biamagor, they call him whatever they call him. As long as you understand that there is something that is greater than you, if you do not understand this, you are foolish. But as long as that you understand there is an influence from somewhere propelling you towards good or evil, then you are dead. Go and hang yourself. Biafra has come to stay. And the reason we seem to be taking it easy is because we need our people to receive our messages. We need every Biafran living abroad, especially, and those in Lagos and in Abuja, wherever you are, if you've been able to receive, to be receiving us from the satellite, it behoves on you to tell everyone around you, whoever you know, if he or she is a Biafran, it's your duty, it's your divine duty, the land demands it from you, that you pass this message of truth and honesty that you've been receiving from us to every and each of your friend. It's very, very important. I stand with my director here. His spirit is Biafra. That is why we are all gathered in this place. I warn everyone that has failed before and that is continuing to scheme, that this time you will fail and you drag those people, your family members who have kept quiet to this very moment, to the same doom that you will face. Biafra is all we ask. When Biafra fully resurrects, the world will stand in amaze. They will stand amazed and in amazement of what God has kept in this area. We are the healing for the world, and we are the destruction of the world. It depends on whichever side you want to take. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. Yeah, these are people that came back from the far eastern part of the world. We told you that we are here, we're very serious, and that is exactly what we are doing. We are here to get Biafra, nothing more, nothing. Please, my dear sister, go ahead.
Yeah, Biafrans all over the world, I just want to give you this shocking news, because yesterday I was interrupted by the network. We are crying, we are groaning, we are agonizing that our brothers and sisters are bombed in Abuja. That is because they are in Abuja, we are counting 1,000, we are counting 500. I want to tell you that these guys are not stopping in Abuja, because the leaders we have in Biafra land are supporting them. The likes of Rocha Sokorocha, the likes of that governor in Abia State, what do you call him? Chodoji. They are bringing in the Boko Haram, Hausa Fulani people into this sacred land. On Sunday, like I was saying yesterday, we were in a meeting in Owerri, and the news came that this Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, they have, they have a plan to attack all the churches in Biafra land in a day, in one day, all the churches. And people were saying that it cannot be possible. Then I said, in all these churches, they are the security guards. In all these churches, the Hausas, the Fulanis, the Boko Harams, they are the security guards. And if they want to overrun Biafra land, it will not take them anything. But my solace is just coming from the angle that Biafrans in diaspora, that you are not sleeping. And I stand here tonight to still ask you, please do not sleep, please do not slumber. If you sleep, if you slumber, our land will be taken, our land will be overrun. The Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. Let me give you another story that will shock you. Of course, we know that the Ohofias, the people from Ohofia, that they are warriors. But the Hausa, Fulani, cattle rearers have reduced them to nothing. A situation where men there cannot go to sleep closing their two eyes. What is happening there? The Fulani cattle rearers have overtaken Ahofia, and men there, when they go to fight them, what they tell them is that this land belongs to them. Abomination. The Biafra land, the land that Chukwa Biama created, a sacred land. Hausa, Fulani, uncircumcised idiots are saying that our land belongs to them. And our people went further to take them to court. And their reply is that if you take us to court, we'll meet you there, because our brothers, those are their brothers, are the Fulanis, the Hausas, that are in charge of the courts. I wonder what is happening. And the Ohofia warriors are reduced to nothing, and the women have taken over. I am telling you tonight that if you keep quiet, in the next 6 months, they will overrun our state. They will overrun our country. They will overrun our land. Chukwu Abiama has done his own bit. Chukwu Abiama has given us a land that is filled with milk and honey. And our enemies are occupying here. What are we expected to do? We are expected to pursue them, and as we pursue them, we overtake them, and as we overtake them, we recover everything. I wonder why we are afraid. I wonder why we are afraid. If our governors, if our leaders cannot salvage us, I know that Biafrans in diaspora, you will salvage us. The women, Biafra women worldwide, you will salvage us. It will amaze you to know that last Sunday while we were in a meeting, Biafra women, in Owerri, our women are ever ready. We were over 100. And we are still calling, or we are still calling for Biafra women to come out. Because those of them that died in Abuja yesterday, those of them that we are massacred, those of them that we are bombed, that our children that we carried 9 months in our womb, and we gave them our breast milk, they are killing them. Who will take care of us at the old age? Who will take care of us at the old age? Chukwu Abiama has done his own part. And I call on Biafrans all over the world. If we are relying, if we are waiting for the likes of Trochas or Korocha, he will continue to kill us. Remember that he is taking whatever sample, whatever example from his brother, Ikenwachukwu Omasanda. Remember that he was the man that massacred Biafrans during that genocide war. And after everything, he was made the governor of Imo State. And everything that Sam Mbakwe labored for in Imo State, he destroyed. And he is still the one that is representing Biafrans in that confab. That is what Rochas Okorocha is doing. Of course, you know that if he succeeds in killing everybody, the Hausas will tell him, "Welcome, my son, you have done us proud." Are we going to wait? Are we going to wait? Are we going to watch? Are we going to watch? If we wait and we watch, these people will overtake our land. Remember the Fulanis. They were able to overrun the Hausas. They entered Benue and they rendered Benue to nothing. They are in Cross River. They are already in Nsukka. And if care does not take, if we continue to sleep, if we continue to slumber, they will overrun us. I am calling on those of you in Malaysia because I am proud of you. I am calling on those of you in Malaysia, those of you in Thailand, those of you in China, those of you in Germany. Why I am singling you out is because you have your representation. You have your representatives here with us in Biafra land. Please do not relent. Please do not relent. Please do not relent. Come and salvage us. Come and salvage us. I cannot cry again. I cannot cry again. I am tired of crying because tears has refused to come out of my eyes. I wish and I will that blood will start coming out. Biafra land is a land that is filled with milk and honey. Imagine we are stepping on money. We are stepping on wealth. And our people are going in penury. Our people are going in abject poverty. It cannot continue. If we have the likes of Nnamdi Okwukanu, if we have the likes of Ikechukwu Enyeago, we have the likes of Osteokeke, we have the likes of Chuka Bosa, I know that you will come home and you will salvage us. Like I used to say, it is always forward ever, backward never. We will not stop. We will not sleep. We will not slumber until we restore Biafra. And if we fail to restore Biafra, between now and 2015, Chukwu Abiama will not be happy with us. Chukwu Abiama will ask for the blood of the 3.5 million Biafrans that were massacred in that genocide war. If we fail to restore Biafra, Chukwu Abiama will ask from us the blood of our brothers that Peter Obi killed and are still in Ezu River. If we fail to restore Biafra, our mothers, our sisters, our aunties that we are continually being raped by the uncircumcised Hausa Fulani cattle rearers. Chukwu Abiama will ask from us. This is the time. We have a weak president. Jonathan is weak. Jonathan is weak. This is the time for us to strike. If Boko Haram, uneducated idiots, they are sponsoring themselves with the money that is coming from Biafra land. If they can give Jonathan sleepless night, I wonder what Biafrans will do. Quen will come. Quen will start to reply bumper to bumper to Jonathan. Jonathan is not one of us. Jonathan is a coward. Jonathan is an imbecile. Jonathan is not one of us. He's not a Biafran. Forget that he's bearing a Zikiwe. He is not. He is pretending because he wants your vote. He wants my vote. But I stand on this sacred land to tell them that there will be no election come 2015, excepting if they kill every male, every female from Biafra land. And because Chukwu Abiama will not permit it, because Chukwu Abiama will not allow it, there will not be election. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. Thank you very much. Packed full of emotion. And that is why we are here, to remind our people of how sanctified this land is. This land is a holy land. This land is a sceptered land. This land, oil comes from the bed of River Niger. People don't know this. In this land, we have the rolling hills. In this very place, it's called Udi Hills. It starts from here and ends in Omuahia. From Ongwa, you then have flatlands all the way to Iguocha in this very beautiful land. We are all the way to the sea. We have valleys, we have mountains, we have flatlands, we have sea line. What do the Hausas have? They have sand and cattle and Boko Haram. Please, people are calling us from all over the world. Please, if I interrupt you, you do not mind. You can go ahead, please. Go ahead.
My wonderful people of Biafra, I greet you once again. This is Okechukwu Eze. And I just want to remind my sister, Rita Anibog, that there is nothing to fear about. Our people are not cowards. We are born warriors. Our ancestors, they have done it before. And we are not going back this time around. The fact that we are keeping quiet does not make us weak or cowards. I just want to remind some of them that there are beasts in every forest anyway. And by the time the beasts in Biafra land will rise up, of course, the earth will quake and the whole world shall know that men have stood up. Let me not take much time. I just want to let everybody know that we are preparing. And by His grace, of course, we shall conquer. There's nothing to fear about. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. Osita, is there anything you want to say? Before you do, let us take this call. Your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name. Turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra.
This is Tukoka from United Arab Emirates. I'm from an ambassador, United Arab Emirates.
Thank you. Turn your system down. Turn it down or you move away from the room.
Hello?
Turn your system down. Turn it off, please.
I can hear you now.
Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. We're in Enugu. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm happy because today you people are in Enugu today. I'm happy. And, you know, I'll be telling my friend about this, that Radio Biafra will start work this month in Enugu, but they're not believing me. But today I can tell you about knowledge and about 10 boys here. They are listening to this Radio Biafra and they are happy. And I'm always saying that any time, any day they want us to alight there, how we come, but me personally, we come. Hello?
We are listening to you. Hello? Go ahead. We are listening. So, the world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Me personally, I will come and they join the rally there. And I'm hope that I already am in the family meeting here. So I thank you people, and I use this opportunity to say, let God continue to empower you people until we achieve our victory.
You say?
So I'm happy today.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Yes. What's what you want to say? Go ahead.
Thank you so much for the chance given to me, Director. Once again, my name remains Okeke Osta. I happen to come from Orumba South local government in Umuze. We are coming to you on air today from the studio of Radio Biafra here in Biafra land, in Enugu, in Biafra capital territory. I only want to use this opportunity, Director. I don't have much thing to say. Our brothers and sisters have said it all, and we don't need to waste much of our time so that we can take off from our listeners. I only want to give our people assurance that the work which you have assigned to do, that we can never relent on it, and we must get Biafra. So let everybody do not despair. Let everybody do not have double mind this time. Let everybody keep on supporting. If you have been supporting 10%, make it double. Make it double for, make it double. Double your effort towards this very struggle, because Biafra must come. Nothing will stop us to restore Biafra.
You see?
That is only hope. That is only thing we know we have. Only hope we have as a people, because without Biafra, Director, even I was telling our people 5 years, all this while. You can see here from our sister, 5 months, not 5 years again. I have been telling them just not to make sure I'm not lying, 5 years, to compare what is happening for our land. To compare what is happening where we come from. We have left Yoruba land, coward land, and we have come back to where we come from. You see, when you look at our people behavior, our lifestyle, and those people lifestyle, you know we are not the same people. We have never been the same people, and we can never be the same people. So I call upon each and every Biafran listening to me this very moment to please, do not let us down. We that have lived whatever we think we are abroad, and we that have choose to die for this, our very freedom. You guys there who have still in diaspora should not let us down. Do not despair. Keep on supporting this very struggle, because God has signed our freedom. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for that. And for the sacrifice that we have all made, I believe that Chukwu Abiam and his infinite kindness will be able to find us worthy to serve him and to serve this very land. We have a caller on the line, on the phone. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Ude Christian Iwagu, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Good evening.
Good evening, Biafrans all over the world. Director, I'm calling to tell Biafrans in North London that we'll be holding our meeting this Saturday, the 19th of April. So I am the coordinator of North London, and I want to urge all our citizens in North London to come out in large numbers for this very important meeting. It's going to hold in Selby Center in Tottenham. And I want to thank all of you that turned up for our inaugural meeting. It was wonderful, and we achieved a lot. And we want to carry on from there and achieve more. I'm just trying to get the address of the venue so I can let all of you know.
Yes, this is the meeting of the North London family of the indigenous people of Biafra, answering to Biafrans in the United Kingdom. That is one thing I keep saying to coordinators all over the world. I don't know why they will not copy what United Kingdom is doing. Of course, we know that Malaysia and China are more established. They don't fail. Anything they say they will do, they do it. Why can't other people who are struggling do what they are doing in the UK? It's very simple. You have, London is big, yes, London has been divided into North and South. This weekend we go for meetings for those of them in North London. Next week we go to South London. Those who can't make it for North London, we go to South London. So technically speaking, those of you in the United Kingdom around the London area, you attend Biafran meetings every week without fail. Every week.
That's right.
Every week they attend the meeting. Others are telling me, twice a month is too much. Why not once every 2 months? Oh, conditional freedom. Once every two months. Look at every useless Igbo group that meet once a month. You cannot achieve anything by meeting once a month. You meet every 2 weeks. Every coordinator around the world, every 2 weeks you must arrange your meeting. Every zone, everywhere. If it is only you and your daughter and your dog and your cat, you hold Biafra meeting. Chukwu Abiama is with you. Not once every month. It's a waste of time.
He said, Director, I want to give the venue of our meeting.
Go ahead.
North London zone will be meeting Saturday, 19th of April. We're going to start our meeting 5 p.m. and it will be at Selby Center, Selby Road, off White Hart Lane in Tottenham. The postcode is N17 8JL. It's November 178 Juliet Lima. The number to call if you're coming and you're struggling with direction is 079-108-29268, and I can direct you how to come to the meeting. All I want to say now, Director, is the time for too much word is over. As far as I'm concerned, North London is the action zone. All we are focusing on is what to do. It's not the time of saying stuff is over. So we're going to do things that will shake ground. So we're just focusing on planning on how to do things, get millions of people out on the 30th of May. And from there, for me, that is a game changer. I don't want to start to get annoyed about the bombings and what the Hausa Fulani are doing. We have to sit back now and think of action, think of how to get millions of people out, wake our people up, get them out, let governments take note, let UN take note, let the zoo take note that the people have arisen. Once the people arise, nothing can stop us.
a tsunami will arise and nothing will stand in the way of a tsunami. That is guaranteed. We have to, we will not relent. We will not go back. We need to move a step forward, Director, if we can start to, like somebody suggested in the South London meeting, you were there and I was there on that day. If we can start to form a government in diaspora, let us have officials who will start to engage people like Barack Obama. I heard he was talking about investigating. What is he going to investigate when millions of people are being killed? Biafrans are being killed. What is he investigating? Is there on record? It's there every day. It's happening every day. We need our people to engage him and his officials and engage people like David Cameron in the UK and other world leaders. We need our government formed and we start to engage them in debates and discuss things. And we start to give them ultimatums, give them deadlines on what needs to happen. It has moved from the stage of talking and complaining and watching things happen to actually doing things. The first thing you need to do is, please, brothers and sisters, wake up and come out. You can do a thing or the other. If you cannot come out and evangelize, your money can do something. If you want to be a Nicodemus, that is welcomed. I welcome you in North London, anywhere of the world you are. You want to come secretly at night and drop an envelope and give money and give advice, that is welcomed. Do what you can. If your leg can do the work, fine. If your hand can do the work, fine. If your check can do the work, fine. Anything you can do. What you don't want to do is nothing. Please, don't do nothing. If you're neither hot or cold, Onyewa Chukwudema will spit you out from his mouth. You have to be either hot or cold. You have to do something.
I agree with you.
North London has to be action zone. We need to lead this struggle.
And you are leading from the front. I was told that your sister was dying. She was on her sick bed and you left it to go and attend a very important meeting with a very important dignitary at the House of Commons. It shows once again that you put Biafra before family considerations, which is what I expect of everybody who is serving their country. The only thing that matters more than Biafra is Chukwu Abiama. After that is Biafra, before your own life and your family. If you serve this very noble cause, Biafra is more important than your family, because by this very way you are serving God himself. Biafra is the path to righteousness. Without Biafra you are nothing. Thank you very much and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you very, very much. Somebody has been complaining saying they want to get through. I don't know where they're calling from. Please, now the time, you have a very tiny window of opportunity to be able to call us and we'll pick your call. We have a caller on Skype. I don't know if they can hear me. If they can, this is Radio Biafra, and they will start by giving us their name and where they're calling us from.
Hello. Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Vicente Okechukwu. I'm calling from Casablanca, Moloko. I come from Enugu in Biafra land.
Enugu. We are in Enugu, our capital. This is Radio Biafra. Yes. Go ahead.
Thank God. Thank God. Yeah, first of all, I will start by greeting you personally, our director, and my sister, Lita Nubogo, and Ikechukwu Enyagu himself, Odogu. Yeah, I greet all of you people.
Thank you.
So, and greeting our coordinator here in Morocco, Kensele Munachi, and our brother Chimates, who make everything to be started here in Casablanca. I want to greet everybody and telling you people that I am with you there in spirit. And if anything happened that I'm coming back, even if by load or by any crook way, I'm coming back. Even if I want, as our brothers have said before, that we need weapons. So yes. I greet everybody. I thank everybody for job well done. Thank you once again, Director.
Thank you. You people must prepare, because those that helped to blockade us before, they have come again. Britain is arranging an armada of ships to come and do the same blockade they did before. But God is my witness. this time around none of them will go scot-free. This time around they will die here with us. I assure them that. They should remove their useless maneuver and ships from our waters. It doesn't belong to them. They must return to where they came from. Britain is doing the same thing it did against the state of Israel. The same thing that Britain did by staffing the entire officer class of the Jordanian army to go and fight against the children of God. And they were comprehensively bombed out of Palestine. The same thing will happen to them if they do not take time. Britain, as I say, must stop what they are planning to do. They cannot maneuver on our territory.
They can't.
They are mad people. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you very, very much. I don't know what they're doing. That they're having naval exercise. Why don't you go to Afghanistan to exercise? Why don't you go to Crimea? You said that Crimea was taken away from Ukraine. Why don't you go and exercise against Russian Navy? You're coming to Biafra. Again, you are coming. Maybe we are wasting too much time with these people. We have to show them how serious we are. They are coming. 24 foreign navies arrive in Nigeria for maneuver. To save Jonathan? Or what? You are maneuvering. Boko Haram is in the desert. You are maneuvering inside the water. Unbelievable. But we are ready anyway. This is our land. We will die here with them. As simple as that. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Mr. Charles Onkwe. I'm the zonal coordinator of Padova, calling from Italy.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I just want to call to encourage you and encourage all the members of our executive council in our Secretary Enugu, encourage our struggle and our fight. And we have seen that because we cannot continue to the blood of our people, dying mercilessly, and no account is given for that. And it is time to take the bull by horn. We must resist every force, both the Boko Haram, both the Northern, both Yorubas, both people who are demanding to exterminate the Igbos and the Biafrans, and we must put every resistance to it. Director, I want to encourage you and encourage your spirit and the power in you from Chukwu Abiyama, who are giving you all the grace to continue to lead this struggle. And we are behind you solidly. And I want to remind you that our meeting is coming again on the 27th of this month. And we are formidable. And we are doing everything to support our struggle, our movement. Thank you, Director. And I will allow others to continue to make their contribution.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. And I believe the very Biafran herself, Chioma Mrelis, is with us. Is that correct? Please, can you confirm where you are? Once again, the line was breaking up earlier. Go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? No, the line ended. Unceremoniously, it ended. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we are broadcasting from our capital here in Enugu at the headquarters of the indigenous people of Biafra. I do not know why the line went off, but we shall go to the line once again to take this very call. Your name and where you are, this is Radio Biafra.
Yes, good evening.
Yes, good evening. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, you're calling from Stuttgart, Germany.
Please go ahead, the world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I'm happy, Director, that you are back in our homeland, Biafra land.
Yes.
So I thank you so much, and I thank God that lead you safely.
You see?
And I want to use this opportunity to thank our people over there, somewhere like our beloved sister, Sister Rita Anubog and Ikechukwu Enyago, and other people that are helping them in that land. So I pray that the Chukwu Abiyama should strengthen them.
You see?
I'm so delighted that you are equipment one of the Biafra. And we stand at your back because you are able man. You are Solomon and David of our time. And we are strongly behind you.
Thank you.
Here in Stuttgart, we are just bubbling. And we are behind you and behind our Biafrans. If you can undergo all the threat and there are some false prophecies that people say, don't go home, they prophesy this and that, and you break the yoke of those false prophecies and be in Biafra, transmit in fast, that show that Biafra is on the way. Maybe it will not even reach up to that 2015, the way I'm seeing it. I tell my woman this night that if Nnamdi can break all those threats and false prophecies and everything, I tell her that I'm packing my load, I'm going home. I say I am going, so that let all of us start it. If not die, let all of us die the same day, because my dad fought the war. And me too, I will not left behind. That's why I make sure that anywhere they call Biafra,
yes,
that I will be there.
Of course.
So by the about the 30th demonstration, we are planning heavily about it, so that Stuttgart and other people in Germany, we are coming heavily. So anything it will take to bring Biafra in existence back again, we are behind. Even one of my son is about a year, 6 months. Whenever I hear Biafra and national anthem, he call Papa Biafra, Biafra. I say Namo, we are all Biafra. So that show that any blood of Biafra, whether it's in the womb or the one that they born today, whenever I hear our national anthem,
they move.
You know that it's Biafra. They move. So in fact, our sister Rita, in fact, I say Mechukwu Adeoma bless that woman, because I remembered some women, and even in the Bible, when they say use their clothes to wipe Jesus Christ's legs, some use their eyes, water that come up from their eyes and clean Jesus Christ's legs. The same thing is happening now. Our sister is crying every day. And this is putting some of our useless brothers that are doubting this struggle. We are battling with some of them here in the Stuttgart. When we go to meet, some of them will say, police will come and carry us. I said, you are foolish. I tell one of our brother here, I say, it seems like your father hide under your mother's wrapper during the Biafra-Nigeria Civil War. That's why anytime you hear Biafra, you are cantamotioning. So, in fact, I am strongly, and my family, even my dad, wherever he is, I tell my woman that if I can see even where they bury Biafra soldiers, I will go there, and even if I can see my dad's car, I will bring it out. But I'm so happy, anything it will take to respect the dead, that 3.5 people that died during the war, I'm strongly behind it. Any day it happens, if it warrants us to come back home tomorrow, I will be the number one to even to buy my ticket to come back. So we are left behind to coordinate, because all of us cannot come back home the same day.
Yes.
So I'm only thanking God that God should strengthen you, director. You will be alive and strong to jubilate and to dance in the road of Biafra land. Nothing
yes.
will happen to you.
He said,
nothing man will do. Even the Jonathan, as I'm speaking now, I know that he's listening. Listen. He is ordering for the arrest of people that want to be free. But the people that are sending our money in abroad,
exactly,
in Germany here, some of them are bringing our money. I know one of our guys that used to transport our same money. We all of us live here in Stuttgart. He's the one that came back here to come and take his title here in Germany, because they loot our money and came to Europe, and the Europeans use our money to develop themselves. That's why some of them are blocking their friends to come. But by the grace of God and by the Chukwu Abiyama, we are coming, and Biafra has come. So I thank all the people that are in the studio and all my fellow Biafra worldwide. I say may Chukwu Abiyama bless us
and lead us to the promised land, Biafra, in Jesus' name.
I'm
waiting for other people to talk. I'm very happy, Director, that you are at Enugu.
Our capital.
That's where we came from.
It's our capital.
I'm sure that Biafra has come.
Of course. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know if you can hear me. I don't know, Chioma, can you hear me? Can you hear me? No, she's not there. She can't hear me. We are the only people with our headquarters here in Enugu. Do you know that? Unumankofu mofuma. People say they're doing Biafra, but their headquarters are... None of them is here, but we are here. Because Chukwu Abiyama determined that all of you should come to serve him. What you're doing here is what you are born to do. The day that your father married your mother, it is to do this very work. And that is why we are going to get Biafra. We are going to get Biafra. So that you will know that Chukwu Abiyama is God. Not by anything you're going to do. But because Chukwu Abiyama said that the time has come for you to restore his grace on this very land. This land is red. It's red for a reason. We are here to do justice to it, to what we believe in. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? This is Radio Biafra. We are in our capital here in Enugu.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
This is Raf.
Ndikom, my dear brother, the line is not very clear. I'm going to take your call on the other Skype line. Ndikom, please do bear with me. Give us your name and where you are, the caller. Yes, please, your name and where you are. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Ikechukwu Wanedo.
Yes, Wanedo, yes. Go ahead. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Barcelona.
From Barcelona. Thank you very much. Evening, go ahead.
Yeah, Nandi, I've been listening to your program for quite a while, and I've been a caller for some time. I don't think we should be talking about Nigerians anymore, because we are different from Nigeria. We should all focus on our own country called Biafra, just like our brother from North London said. We should not have anything to do with Nigeria. I know the problems of the Igbos. No, about the problems of the East. The problems of the Igbos, why they are skeptical, we're scared of joining this movement, is just because of vanity. What do I mean by vanity? It's because of the material possessions they have over in Lagos, or maybe in Abuja, or maybe somewhere else. That is what is hindering them to support this movement. We don't need anybody to tell you that Nigerians can stand and go. We don't need a superior. We don't need a prophet. So what is prayer? It is too obvious. He who has ears, let him hear. It will affect. This is a slow process. If we don't do something right now, there's no need for us to complain. We all just need action. We just need action. For those of us here in the Western world, you know, sometimes I just imagine what we're doing here. Because personally, I'm ashamed of being in someone else's country. Hello?
Please go ahead. We are listening to you. He's gone. Is that the moon in Biafra land? Let me see. It's not red. Let's see. Yes, no. They said because somebody sent us a link. They said, I saw it on the map. Somebody sent us a link and said that the our own blood moon will happen is in September the 29th because of how the map of the world is. But it did happen today. Somebody sent us a link. Please, can you repeat? Can you send that link again to us, please? Can you send it to us, please? We want to go through it again. Send it to us. The link showing we are 800 every other place. It is because of Boko Haram. That's why it is not red here. Boko Haram. Because the red that the moon should have been showing here has been shed, poured on the soil of Abuja. That's why our own moon did not turn red here. Every other place it did.
because of Boko Haram. We are in the same country with murderers and killers. Give us a name of where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Biafra. Good evening, Director. My name is Agocha Chimwendu. I am calling from the heart of the Zoo, Lagos.
You are in the heart of darkness itself.
Director, this is why we want to leave. I am still angry that I am still being referred as a Nigerian, or I am still being, living in a state where zoos, animals are living. Director, I want to congratulate you. I want to congratulate Biafran because today I am very, 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 very happy that you are broadcasting from Biafra land. I want to congratulate every Biafran all over the whole world and friends of Biafra that we have yet taken another day and step towards the restoration of our great nation, Biafra. I want to appreciate you. I want to thank our Mama Rita Anibuogo. She's indeed a lioness. She is a great and a brave woman. You know, sometimes when I look at her, I see her zeal and all that. I look at myself, I see if a woman can do this, why can't I, a man, a lion in the land of Biafra, do more than what she's doing? I want to appreciate Mr. Ike Chukwuenyago. I want to appreciate Osis. I want to appreciate Nelson Chibu. I want to appreciate every Biafran that is working so hard tirelessly to make sure that our great nation is restored and is put in a place where our great God, Chukwuenyama, has placed us among every other person in the whole world, making us to be the best and the special and the selected people among every other person in the whole world. I want you to continue to do what you are doing, that your people are solidly behind you. Do not be afraid. But I want you also to know that it's not going to be an easy task for you, most especially, and any other person that is on that high level of administration at the moment concerning Biafra. I want you to know that the challenges will be more tougher and more stronger for you, that forces are now will be released against you now that you have stepped into the land of your bed, into the land of reality. I want you to know that the challenge it is now, those who have been doubting, been saying and mocking that you've been in London, opening your mouth, traveling the whole world, that can you come back? Finally, you have made it. Finally, you are in Biafra's land. And now, it's not all about coming back. Okay, what can you do? You have to prove to them that Chukwuenyama has sent you, and to fulfill that same message he has given to you in the life of his children. This is my stand. This is what I stand for. I still maintain it. I want to tell you that you men and women, we are daily ready to die and sacrifice our lives to make sure that Biafra is restored this time and not in the future again, but now. If not now, no more. Let nothing exist again in this place, in this geographical area called Niger, whatever they call it. Let nothing, even the grass, will not grow again until Biafra is restored. This is my stand. This is what I am living for. If I am the one to die for Biafra to be restored, let it be. For I stand for nothing but for Biafra. I want you to know that every Biafran is ready. If you know that you're a true Biafra, everybody that is a Biafran is ready to die for this cause. Nothing more but to die for this cause. So I want to use this opportunity to announce to Biafrans in Lagos of our forthcoming meeting on Saturday, the 19th of April, this very month. I want you to get ready because we are preparing in earnest concerning our rally or the 30th of May. We are not leaving anything behind. We are not leaving any stone unturned. So I want you to get ready wherever you are. Wherever you are, have you joined us before or you intend to join us? I want you to get ready. On Saturday, we are meeting. We are meeting. So if you're coming, if you have not paid for your t-shirt and you need a t-shirt, the t-shirt is 1,000 naira, the cap is 500 naira. You just come with your money. And if you are looking for the direction for the meeting, just call your phone on 080-60-45-1246. 080-60-45-1246. I want to order Biafra all over the Biafra land. If you know those who are in need of the flyer, we have the flyers now on ground, and we'll be sending to the province and the regions that need. Just indicate, you can as well call us on phone or get in touch to us through the LCD, through troops, just put your phone number there, that any coordinator that needs flyers, I will be sending down the flyers to any area, be it Oro, be it Oka, Enugu, wherever they need the flyers, we'll be sending out the flyers, because everybody is getting ready for the rally, and we want to make everybody, we want the world to recognize, to know that Biafra is not dead, that even rather Biafra is more alive than it was before. I want to congratulate you again, Mr. Director. You are indeed a great son of Biafra. Sometimes when I look at you, when I hear your voice, I just feel alive. Whenever I hear your voice, I woke up midnight, I will put on broadcast. I just want to hear your voice. I just want to see you motivate me. I just want to hear that voice that gives, it makes me, when I go to YouTube and listen to the voice, the day Biafra was glad by the later team, Kwame God Megutuku. You know, when I hear that voice, I hear your voice as well. I say, there are two powers, there are powers that exist between these two voices, that I just find out that it is the same God that gave him that same power, that he has come upon you again and anointed you for this very purpose. I just want to advise you never to give up. But this is the last time. I saw the revelation I saw last night. This is the time. We don't have any time left. If you insist that you're a Nigerian, I said it yesterday, I see you as an enemy. The same way I see Hausa and Fulani, anybody that comes to me and says he's an enemy, the same way I see Hausa and Fulani, if war starts with that, I'll kill you first. Because you're the one that understands my language, I'll kill you first before I go after the Hausa and Fulani people. But I'll make sure I bring you down for, because you are the worst enemy. You are the one that can understand my language and know how to track me. So I take you off the road first. This is my stand. This is where I stand. And I was talking to some people. They approached me today after what happened. They said, what are you people doing in Biafra? They come in Biafra. They say, Biafra, what are you people doing? See what happened yesterday in Abuja. I say, most of you, when I talk Biafra, and I say, forget Wazika deceived. He said, will you say because Wazika deceived us, you say, okay, nothing will happen? Had you said that since IBV and Abata and all the northern leaders to be stealing our money from our resources from them, the effort that you are not going to be a Nigerian again? But if Wazika deceive us, will you also abandon your own country called Biafra because Wazika deceived you? So this is my cause. This is my reason.
You have done very well. You have spoke eloquently well. I couldn't have put it any better myself. The analogy you drew at the end of your statement is compelling. The fact that Abacha was bad, the fact that IBB introduced industrial scale criminality, the fact that Buhari was butchering people, using our money to sponsor Boko Haram, the fact that we got the baboon himself, Obasanjo, as a head of state, the fact that Awolowo killed 1 million Biafran children, has it stopped you from answering a Nigerian? The answer is no. How can you say because of Wazirike's treachery, you don't want Biafra? It doesn't make any sense to me at all. I will borrow this, your argument, and I will use it very convincingly from now onwards. You are an honor to be listened to. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Our people are everywhere and ever intelligent. I learn from them all the time. They don't understand everything we do here. The fact that we are here today is because I listen to people. Sometimes some say I don't listen, but I do. Everything we are doing today, we are suggestions by people, not mine. All the things we are doing, they are not my ideas originally. Perhaps spiritually, yes. All these things we are doing, down to getting this very headquarters here, is down to people's suggestion, people telling us what to do, and we do them. That's all. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know who I have on Skype. If you are there, can you hear me? If you can, you will give me your name and where you're calling from.
Nnamdi Kanu, imere ihe nji akpọ gị dike na. Imere ihe nji akpọ gị dike na. Imere ihe nji akpọ gị dike na. Nnamdi Kanu, imere ihe nji akpọ gị o. Imere ihe nji akpọ gị. Imere ihe nji akpọ gị dike na. Imere ihe nji akpọ gị dike na. Only this man called Wazilike was
was trying to, but later he betrayed his people. I am here in Trinidad. Majority of people mock me when I campaign for Biafra. They laugh me. They said that you should go home. Let's see if you will come back. They talk all bad of me. I laugh. They will go and get, they call me names. Biafra. Biafra son. When I walk in the street, they laugh. When I come back home, they gather, they laugh. They listen to you secretly and they debate, they gossip, they talk. That is why I laugh. I said, a day will come and it's already at hand because you are already at home. When I will stand, even if it's in this Trinidad or anywhere else, I will tell them, I will write their name one by one and say, what did I tell you? In fact, that is why I always angry whenever I hear, I say anyway, but I have to keep firm. And I am using this opportunity to call all over the Biafra people and say, Biniani Budike, Biniani Budike, Biniani Budike, Anya Jamalo Dike, Lukwana, O Mo Biafra, O Biniao, O Ga Jamalo Dike, Lukwana, Biniani Budike, Biniani Budike, O Biniani Budike, O Ga Jamalo Dike, Lukwana, O Mo Biafra, O Biniano. We had a malodike, look when time has come. Is it when they bomb Enugu? When they bomb Onitsha? When they bomb Asaba? When they bomb any part of Biafra land or Owerri? That you will know that it's already at hand. We have to defend our people. We have to defend ourselves. Wherever you are listening to me, say no. So Islamization. Defend your land. Biafra will stand. Biafra will continue to stand. It pained me so much because what I cried even right from my secondary school when they teach us about the principle of federal character, when they mention about how Nigeria started, I dreamed that I would see my own Nnam Nnamdi Ojukwu, but I was not able to see him till he died. I vowed that he's my hero. That was what I said, that I must surely see him before I die. But unfortunately, I was away before he died. But no problem. But you that is listening to me now, wherever you are, all these songs I'm singing, they are for you. Come out wherever you are. Support the struggle. Be on the line. It is better. Forget that your house at Abuja. Forget that your house in Lagos. There is nothing like freedom. My director, just last Sunday here, I met a Biafran who came to our compound, and other people were laughing at me. Never heard of Biafra. You say, who is talking about Biafra again? They said, that is him, your brother. Do you know what he told me? He said, I beg you, name me na name Romano Labuja. Na charokwam. It is better we remain one Nigeria instead of Biafra. That anything Biafra is dead and be buried. I laugh. Before I talk, all of them shut me down. They said, don't even say it. That he himself will campaign so that Biafra will never step their foot. Is it because of that house I built in Abuja that I'm not ready to lose it? That is what a son, a true son, I could call him, a Biafra, told me. But I thank God. I look at him, I say, okay, time shall come. You said this. He said, yes, that it is better. But I cry every time. I want to share tears, but I don't want people to see me cry. I'm angry, my director. Good night.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. You are indeed part of what we are doing. You are also a very great Biafran. I don't know if we still have Chioma on the line. Let us try and see. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Chioma, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, please go ahead. The world is listening.
Hello, everybody. This is Chioma. I'm calling currently from Maryland, USA. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Fluctuates. It goes up and down. We can hear you. But first of all, can you see the blood moon where you are? Because there is none here. There is none in London. And I'm not surprised. All these evil places, there is none. You cannot see the blood moon. Can you see it in the USA, please? Can anybody, did anybody sight it there?
No, only in Asia.
In Asia. Because CNN were also reporting sightings. I don't know, it's not nighttime there yet, is it? Really? So I think
No, it's not.
So you have to wait. You have to wait until nighttime to look. We are sure it will appear in the USA. The places where they've not had this very blood moon appear, where Boko Haram are operating, and also where the British had influence. There is no blood moon in England, which means that their sin is also overflowing and beyond pardon at the same power with Boko Haram. Please go ahead.
Okay. So, well, first of all, I'm so happy to hear that you're broadcasting live from Enugu. I know that a lot of your enemies said it couldn't be done, and you've obviously proven them wrong. So I wanted to just call and tell you that I'm so, so proud of you and what you're doing. You inspire me every day and make me want to sort of work for my people. So I wanted to call you and personally say on air that I love everything that you're doing and I am proud of you and I want you to continue to do what you're doing. I'm in full support of you always. And also, I wanted to take this opportunity to invite all the Biafrans in the DMV. There's going to be a meeting on Sunday. So we're hoping that, you know, we'll get, you know, a lot more Biafrans in the DMV area, DC, Maryland, if you live in Philly, even if you live in New York or Jersey or Boston, you can contact us and participate in the meeting, even if you can't participate in person. We can Skype you in or something. We definitely need for this zone to stay as strong as they should be. I understand that when you came, because you were here, a lot of people were very serious, and I also want to sort of encourage them to keep that seriousness so that we will not embarrass ourselves. So that there's a number that I want to sort of give out, if you're ready, so that people can call in case they need our directions.
Of course, please, yes. Go ahead and give the number. Go ahead.
Okay. So it's 202-468-9911. Again, the number is 202-468-9911, and you can call or text. We can give you the location of the meeting that we'll be holding on Sunday at 12 noon. So again, I want to sort of thank you for everything that you're doing, tell you that I am so proud of you, and I love you, and just keep it going.
Thank you very much. So thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Our work is ongoing. We are relentless, and we are going to get Biafra. Those of you working around the northeastern shores of the USA must continue your work. We are relying on USA and Germany to carry us over the line. I have made it abundantly clear that United States should be funding this very exercise to nothing less than $100,000 every month. Or else, what happened to those in Abuja will happen to them. There are some of them in Abuja, they tell them about Biafra. They say, oh no, he said, no, I have a place I'm selling tomatoes here. I have a place where I'm selling Abacha here. Now they are dead. Their mothers and their fathers can't even recognize them. Some of them, their faces were blown off. The parents are pleading and saying, please, let me go and see my daughter. I know the cloth she was wearing when she left the house. They said, you can't see her. The next time you know, they buried them in a mass grave, the same place where they bury the bones of dead cattle. And your chapter will be closed. And then you remember what Radio Biafra told you. The only thing that can save you is Biafra. You need Biafra more than Biafra needs you. Chukwu Abiyama can raise anything to replace
us in this land. We have defiled this place. That is why we came here, to cleanse it, to purify it, to make it worthy of the children of God, so that we can praise Him on this very soil, not anywhere else. Here we will sing a song of praise to Him, not in London, singing the Lord's song in a foreign land, in the era. Here is where you worship Him, on this very red earth. That is where you praise Him. This is where He comes from. And this is Radio Biafra. We have people calling us all over the place. Does anybody here want to speak? If you don't want to speak, I'll go and even take more calls. I know that Chuka Bosa is not a person of too many words. He's a man of action. So I try not to disturb him too much. I don't know if we have somebody on the line. Or are they still there? Let us see. They are. The caller on the phone. Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, I called before. My name is Ikechukwu Wanigbo. I called before, but I have a problem with the communication.
Yeah, it's better now. Go ahead. Yeah, loud and clear. Go ahead.
Yes, in sequence to what the sister said, was exactly what I was trying to inform my people about the problem we have in that country with the Igbos. See, getting the Biafran is not going to be the problem from the Nigerian people. Our major enemy is the Igbos. Our own people, our own brothers and sisters, those who feel they cannot fulfill whatever they have in Lagos or in Abuja or maybe in another part of Nigeria. Those people are the people that will fight tooth and nail to make sure that we don't succeed in our mission.
We've lost him again. Do you know the funniest thing? That people saw the blood moon in Malaysia. Adams is telling us this. He's saying he saw it in Malaysia. Or former saw it 6:50 p.m. in Canberra in Australia. Some people were saying that they saw it in the USA. That was the early, I don't know if it's early morning for us. The only two places where it is here and in England. And people are wondering, is there any connection? Of course there is. Places of evil and deceit. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
I'm Ifeoma from Nnewi.
Ifeoma from Nnewi, this is Radio Biafra. We are in Enugu.
Okay, I'm just trying to comment on what is happening in Nigeria today.
Go ahead.
You cannot see that we have to struggle harder to get Biafra at all costs. We cannot continue to live in a nation where we are being treated like this. That is what I want to comment on.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. There is something about our women. Our dear sister, please, Rita Nubogo. How many women did you say attended the meeting? Over 100 women. Anything I tell you, write it down on a piece of paper. Women will get you Biafra. We are in the coal city. This is Enugu, where women fought here in 1947 to give honor and dignity to their men on this very soil. Our women are formidable. Clifford Iranya will concentrate on raising our women. We commend the work that Chioma is doing. We commend the work that everyone is doing in the Northeast, especially the girls, I must say. Very, very strong. Go and raise our women. They will go and get you Biafra. Very, very simple. They don't talk too much. It's only the men that gossip. It's women that actually do the gossiping, not our women. Our women don't gossip. Anything they want to tell you, they tell you straight to your face. They don't gossip. This is Radio Biafra. And I think our time is up. Is that correct? My goodness me. If I continue to eat the house soup I ate earlier, I don't think I'll be going anywhere in a hurry. Oh my God. And I've been waiting to eat agadi at night for a very long time. You know this land is blessed. You know that? It's blessed. I know that I want those who eat hamburger in America to be jealous so they will come back home. As you're eating your hamburger, imagine what it means to go to sleep having eaten agadi with pepper soup. Is that what I'm going to have tonight? Eh? Is it ready or you don't have it? Church Abasal. Okay, that's a banga soup, is it? Ofakpo. Hey!
Those of them in, is it Wisconsin? Oh my goodness. They'll be wondering, what am I doing here? As you are struggling with dead chicken that they rear for only 3 days under fluorescent light, I am here now about to eat proper food in the blessed land called Biafra. People ask me, why do I want, even for the food alone. You know, when I was going abroad, my mom was worried. And I asked her where you were. She said, there's swallow. Do they have swallow there at all? That's how we grew up. My grandmother, she's resting in peace. Nice, fine woman. 6:30 in the morning, we eat garri before we go to school. My mom will be complaining about bread and blue band and tea. I say, we eat garri and go to school. That is why I love this land. Anywhere you go in West Africa, you die of hunger. They don't know how to convert food. They don't know how to produce. I went to Ghana once and I asked them, do you have beans at all here? They said, oh no, we don't. What do you have? We have fried rice, we have jollof rice, and that's it. They said yes. I said, I'm going back to where I come from. Do you know how many food you can generate with beans only? Eh? Dear Lord in heaven. And people tell me that we are not descended from God himself. Of course we are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, my name is Chinedun Webu. I'm calling from London.
From London, please go ahead. There is no blood moon in London because their sins are numerous. Please go ahead.
Nanda, I want to commend you for going, for being a capital this time today.
Thank you.
I'm very happy that you are there with our sister, Peter Nborg, and all the other members who have left their different places to go and defend our honor.
Yes, thank
I'm
you.
I'm very happy with what you people are doing there. I want to commend you and all other people who have called from different parts of the world for what you people are doing. Why the Nigerians continue to kill us, we are angry. God knows that. Our hands are clean, and that very soon they will be hearing from us. We believe that God is on our side.
Of course he is.
Thank
we are
you.
His children. Thank you
and
very
I
much.
Thank, I thank all their friends all over the world and you people there. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Do you know even India has red, they have blood moon in India. They are saying it now. India is even reporting their own that they have. The only place is that we have shed so much blood, it left the moon and is on the ground here. So many people have died that even the moon over this place have refused to turn bloody as it should. And this is Radio Biafra. We must bring our program to an end. We have been transmitting, albeit we are disrupted for a few minutes only. But we have come to an end of today's very program. We are going to be here tomorrow. This is our home now. So we announce when we are going to go anywhere else. But for now, we are here. This is our land. This is Biafra land. The very holy land. The place that when Chukwu Abiama is coming to earth again, he will first of all come here before he goes anywhere else. Because we are the prime meridian. People don't know what it means. It means the zero longitude and zero latitude is in Biafra land. If you count to the east or to the west, you start from zero. If you're going to the North Pole or to the South Pole, you start from zero. So if it is longitudinal or latitudinal, here is the very center, epicenter of humanity. Zero is here, where we are today. And people tell me God is not here. Of course he is. And we are his children. We thank each and every one of you that listened to our program. Those that got through, those that didn't get through, tomorrow is another day. We ask you to continue to evangelize as they do in the United Kingdom. I was telling Onyali when he spoke to me earlier today, he had some concerns. He spoke like a man, and I respected him for that. When he spoke about some concerns they are having in Germany, and he was advising me on how we can go about it. And I listened to him, and I take on board his advice. But what I said to Germany is that in each of the areas, in each of the zones in Germany, you will go out and evangelize. I know that Clifford, the Iranian, does the same thing, our U.S. rep. You will mandate every zonal coordinator in the USA to go out on the streets and evangelize.
Your meetings must be held at least once every 2 weeks. Boko Haram doesn't give us 2 weeks. They kill us on a daily basis. Your meetings will be every 2 weeks minimum. If you can do what they have done in London, it's even better. Divide London into two, north and south. Everybody will have a meeting every other Saturday. And they are waxing very strong. And they go out to evangelize before every meeting. They go to the nearest place where their people are crowded and evangelize. And that is how they are propagating this very message of the redemption of this very land that belongs to God himself. This very Biafra land. We thank you, all of you. You have done very well. We also thank the German people for having bought us a vehicle. We also thank them for raising the money to bring out this very vehicle from the wharf. It is their responsibility. And they have done it. So we commend them for that. And we ask them to do even more. Because Germany and USA will fund this struggle. In a few months' time, we expect nothing less than 100,000 from USA every month. We expect nothing less than 30,000 euros from Germany every blessed month. Because everybody in Germany who is a Biafran will be involved. We need to buy weapons. We need to defend this very land we're in. Or else our enemies will divide us into two, cut us into two. They will come from where they are, you know, go through Lower Panther, they will go through Okigwe. They will link up with Rochas, you know, and we are finished. We can't let that happen. And we are here to make sure it will not happen. This is Radio Biafra. This Biafra we talk about all the time is our religion. And on this very platform shall we continue to worship. Because that same Chukwu Abiama we mention all the time is our God. He will guide, protect, and nurture, keep each and every one of you. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much and good night from Enugu, our capital.
the author of. We have emerged triumphant.